following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football, presented by Clay Power Sports, Delhalla's one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. The Clay County Bulldogs have been open to season 0-3 since 2013. That year, the Black and Gold dropped their first four and finished 3-7. Here tonight at John Teeples Field, head coach Bruce Lamb has his Black and Gold ballers prepared to make sure that the 2023 season doesn't follow that same path. Standing in the way of the Clay Canyons' first win are an old-time enemy. Sean Loftus has brought his Jackson County Blue Devils on the familiar 21-mile trek northeastward on Highway 53 along the banks of the Cumberland River into Salina, where he looks to advance his team to 2-1 on the year and break the four-game win streak that the Dogs have against his team. This is going to be a regular grudge match blood feud as the bitter rivals of Clay and Jackson County square off in the 69th clash on the Cumberland.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Hopper Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs, and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Have you gone country lately? Coming up during the Carquest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County Coach Bruce Lamb, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Folks, this is the Carquest pregame show in 2023's third broadcast of Bulldog football. For the second time this season, we're here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth sitting high atop Joe Neely Stadium, looking down at John Teeples Field. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll provide the play-by-play tonight. I'm going to be joined this evening by a pair of men who were regular exorcists when it came to the Blue Devils on the gridiron. One of them's our producer, John Weaver. He was 3-0 as a starting quarterback in those contests. He's just now walking in. He'll have comments in a minute. Also joining me now, though, is a man who has no love lost for Gainesboro and its inhabitants. He's our founder and head Blue Devil hater, Thomas Weaver.
I kind of like that title, Daniel. Appreciate that kind introduction, as always. Good to be here, guys, especially for another installment of the Clash on the Cumberland. As always, there's no place I'd rather be than saddled up here at the Twin Lakes broadcast booth with you and John, now that he's with us, on another Football Friday night. Are you out of breath, brother?
I'm trying to catch it a little bit. I'm not out of it.
John was mentioning as you come in, I'd introduced you as an exorcist of these blue demons on the gridiron. You were 3-0 as a starter in your high school years against them.
Yeah, I wanted to find out what it took to go for that head hater, but, you know.
Tom's got, he's a little older. That's the only difference. That's the difference. But now, just to clarify, we've got some great folks. We're talking sports only.
That's right.
Folks at the Poplar Grove Body Shop over there, we love them. Right, Tom?
We do. We sure do. Little Robert and the whole crew, as long as they're not wearing the Blue Devil colors. And Daniel, you know, it almost felt like football at times this week. I got a little taste of fall in the air, and it's that time of year, cuz.
It is, you know, low 60s in the mornings felt great after last week's heat index is around 110, and it's getting that time. First day of September right now, and big football month here in front of us.
And we're all ready for it here on Horizon Sports Network, and I think this Bulldog team's ready for it, too. We've seen them get better each week, and I think this week we're going to see them put it all together. Because if you're from Salina, you know how much this one means, Daniel. We've alluded to it, and it's Clay County and Jackson County.
Yeah, it means a lot. And just to be honest, of the three opponents, Westmoreland, York, and now Jackson, probably the least talented group, but this is a solid group. Coach Loftus always has them ready to play.
Yeah, they won't be a pushover because, like you said, Coach Loftus, he's got a pretty solid team this year. Plus, we've dominated them lately. I figured it up for the newspaper, and it's like, I don't know, 150-15 or something like that. We beat them in the last four. But we're 0-2, and they may smell a little blood in the water, Daniel.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I tell you this much, Coach Lamb and his coaching staff, they're ready for that first win, and they're going to push these Dogs towards it tonight.
You mentioned I was 3-0 against them, Daniel. They didn't come easy anyway. You know, it's always a rivalry when we play this team. You know, they got strong kids, and they play hard. Mm-hmm. So expect that tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one, and like this game, there's a whole other group that's good, too, and that's our long list of sponsors. They never disappoint, and we can't thank them enough for letting us be on the air, Daniel.
100%. Say it every week.
And, of course, we always like to say this, too. The Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper. So, listeners and viewers, pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. We hope you'll support that, too.
I've got to say, you guys have been at it 20 years, like you said last week. So at this point, if you're not good, it's your own fault. But
that's true.
Every week it comes out, I think it's better than last. Just some excellent coverage and excellent layouts that you guys are putting out. Outstanding small-town newspaper.
Appreciate that, Daniel. Folks, up next, as we do every week during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in this week's paper in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the Carquest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's tough loss to Westmoreland. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, and now it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game. At headline read, Dogs look for first win in clash on the Cumberland after falling 13-6 to the Eagles. And the story talks about how the Dogs didn't need any more motivation heading into this rivalry game tonight, though it may mean a little bit more after they fell to 0-2 last week. I think they understand what it means, Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb said of his players' grasp of the history behind this matchup. They've played against them their entire lives, and they know it's a rivalry. But more importantly, it's another game. Every game is big, and this one's big too, to actually get in the win column and get the monkey off our back. And the Dogs look to do so on the heels of an improved performance against the visiting Eagles last week, where Clay County battled throughout and had ample opportunities to get their initial victory of 2023. I think we did a lot of good things, but a lot of times when you do the good things, you have some bad things that overshadow everything you did good, Lamb said. But watching film and going back and watching what we've done, I'm pleased with the progress. And Daniel, you know, Coach Lamb should be pleased, I think, because there was a lot of positives in that one, despite the Dogs coming up short, as your summary's going to show.
It does. The Dog defense held Westmoreland at bay through the opening quarter. That was a big positive. But then the Eagles did strike first early in the second period to go ahead 7-0 on a 30-yard rushing touchdown and an extra point. The teams then traded punts before the Clay County offense sprang to life. Junior quarterback Nate Adams connected with Reese Adams on three consecutive passes to move the ball into Eagle territory, then found his sophomore brother Nolan Adams to advance Clay County inside the red zone. That's when what Lamb described as bad things started happening, as a Westmoreland strip sack resulting in a turnover ended the threat with under a minute remaining in the half. Clay County did get another shot prior to intermission when Nolan Adams picked off an Eagle pass with 30 seconds left on the clock, but time expired before the Dogs could find the end zone, and Westmoreland carried their one-score lead into the break. The second half opened with the teams trading punts again, a sequence followed by Clay County's first scoring drive of the season. Despite a lengthy lightning delay interrupting the advance at the 4:23 mark of the third quarter, the Dogs completed a 13-play, 81-yard drive to pull within 1 point of the Eagles when they returned to the field. Nolan Adams got it started with a 20-yard run before his brother Nate hit him twice with long completions, and senior tailback Leighton Brown punched it in with a 2-yard touchdown run with 1 second left in the third period. A failed two-point play followed, and Clay County trailed 6-7 heading into the final frame. There, Westmoreland immediately answered when an eagle broke free for a 70-yard run to set up a 3-yard score on the next snap, and the Dogs fell behind 13-6 with 10:42 to play. Clay County rallied again, though, on the next drive as Nate Adams and junior Aiden Soto hooked up twice to move the ball inside the Westmoreland 20-yard line, but subsequent penalties backed the Dogs up, and they were eventually forced to punt. The Bulldog defense then dug in as junior nose guard Hayden Adams made a big third down stop to get Westmoreland off the field on the ensuing drive. Clay County had the ball with 4 minutes and 23 seconds left to play and a chance to tie or take the lead. But once again, disaster struck in the form of another fumble, and the Eagles regained possession on the Bulldog 20-yard line. The Dog defense proceeded to do their part once more, though, as Reese Adams dropped an eagle for a tackle for loss to turn Westmoreland over on downs with 2:22 remaining and give his team another opportunity. But it just wasn't meant to be, as the Eagles forced another fumble with a strip of the ball at midfield, and Westmoreland kneeled their way to the victory in the waning seconds. Final score, Eagles 13, Bulldog 6.
Yeah, tough one to swallow, especially with the effort Clay County gave. And their offense coming to life. You know, they more than doubled their offensive output from their first game of the season and racked up 248 yards on 56 plays, including 56 yards rushing and a touchdown on 26 carries and 192 passing yards. Nate Adams went 15 for 30 to account for all the yards through the air, with completions to leading receiver Nolan Adams, 5 for 86. Reese Adams caught 6 for 64, and Aiden Soto had 4 for 42. Nolan Adams is also the leading rusher with 6 carries for 46 yards. Nate Adams had 7 for 20. Soto, 8 for 5. Brown, 3 for 3 in that big touchdown in that contest. And the team was also credited for negative 18 yards due to bad snaps, which dropped their overall total. Defensively, Reese Adams had another monster night with 9 tackles, 3 of those for loss, while Soto, Hayden Adams, Nate Adams, and senior Ben Maxfield all had 4 stops apiece. Nolan Adams, who had the interception, junior Worm Smith and sophomore Cole Eadies had 3 stops, senior Parker Smith made 2 tackles, and seniors Hayden McGee and Weston Burville, junior Nate Mayberry, and sophomore Waylon Cherry all had 1 stop apiece. Folks, next week, getting all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game, just like Daniel and I just went through in your Dale Hall of Horizon newspaper. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Jackson County here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Around. Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together. One project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon. And let's go, Bulldogs!
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Tri-County Electric will be utilizing text messaging as part of our outage management system. We now have the ability to text to share known outages with members. We automatically include all members we have a cell phone number for, so please make sure your phone number is updated. Members can opt out at any time. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs, as we see each week, have made the TWSAA playoffs for 6 consecutive seasons and have 25 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 15-25, with their furthest advancement being the state title game 1 year ago, where they finished as the runner-up. The Blue Devils have made 11 playoff appearances overall, dating back to their first appearance in 1981, and with their most recent appearance being 2 years ago in 2021. They have a playoff record of 2-11, with their furthest advancement being the quarterfinals in 1981. These teams are meeting for the 69th time in their histories, first squaring off all the way back in 1937. The longest series winning streak for the Bulldogs is 7 games, which they've done on 2 different occasions, from 1953 through 1958, and then again in 1978 through 1983. The longest Jackson County win streak is 8 games, from 2009 through 2016. Largest margin of victory for the Black and Gold came in 2008, when they won 43-0. And our worst defeat came in the fall of 2000, when Jackson County won 52-9. The Bulldogs ride a 4-game series win streak into tonight's contest and have an all-time record against the Blue Devils of 44 wins to 23 losses and 1 tie. However, recent history, 21st century, Clay County only 7-10 versus their downriver rivals. We've got a lot of stat leaders from this series, Thomas. We're sharing only the top in each category, and for good reason, because several of them are tied through all these contests. We'll start with rushing yardage. The great Jared Markham, one of my favorite Bulldogs of all time, back in 2018, his senior year, I believe, 272 yards on the ground. What a monster year. It was early in the season. I remember we were excited thinking, is he going to do this every week and be an all-time leading rusher here? But a huge game for Jared.
Yeah, it was. Rushing touchdowns, a whole slew, just like you said, all with 3 rushing touchdowns. In 1983, Jimmy Crankull, 85, Craig Ogletree, 94, my teammate Gary Davis, Joseph Markham last season, Trey Richardson in 2007, and Carson Sharp in 2021. You're talking about some great backs right there. Half of those are Hall of Famers already.
Yeah, that's a stable right there. Longest rushing touchdown, though, goes to somebody else we've not mentioned. 2008, Kurt Cherry, another talented tailback, 88-yard touchdown against the Blue Devils. Jumping over to passing yardage, the great Seth Mackey, 2015, 202 yards through there against the Blue Devils.
And then passing touchdowns, Hall of Famer Kevin Watson. Daniel, this is a huge number. He threw 5 touchdown passes against the Blue Devils in 1986. And then Wyatt Mabry, your all-time leading receiver, he also holds the receiving yardage record from 2015 off the arm of Seth Mackey, 168 receiving yards.
Jumping to receiving touchdowns, we have 6 different guys all tied with 2 apiece in a game against the Blue Devils. Hall of Famers Darrell Reeser and Craig Ogletree, Reeser in 1980, Ogletree in 86, and then some modern guys. Wyatt Mabry did it twice, 2013 and 2015. B.J. Emerton in 2018 had 2, and Hayden Cherry in 2017. Longest receiving touchdown, same game we've been talking about, 2015. Seth Mackey to Wyatt Mabry, 80-yard touchdown strike.
Yep, and then tackle leader Dylan Maxfield, this is a big number, 29 in 2017 he was recorded for. He got a brother on this team playing tonight.
He does, Ben. Young Ben. I hope he has a big game tonight, his senior campaign. Sack leader David Henson, teammate of our late Uncle Bill Napier, he had 3 quarterback takedowns behind the line, the great David Henson back in 74.
Interception leaders, they all had 2. There's 3 of them. Billy T. Kettle Smith in 1980 during his Hall of Fame career, and then Greg Craig in 74, and then Hayden Cherry, 2 picks in 2017.
Special teams, cousin John Weaver showing up on both these lists. Longest kickoff return touchdown his junior year down at Gainesboro, an 85-yard special teams touchdown on kickoff. And also jumping over to punt returns, John's name showing up there, tied with 2 other guys with a 65-yard return touchdown, tied with Hall of Famer Roger Short back in 1975 and Ricky D. Barlow in 1977. Both of those guys had 65-yard punt return touchdowns. Before we leave that segment, John, any quick comments on those big returns?
I was definitely trying to catch my breath that night.
Yeah.
A couple of long runs. I remember that game, though. That was one of my One of my favorite games to remember, for sure. I think I hit Clotier on a long touchdown pass as well.
You did.
And
shy of this list.
Rodney Lankford broke a long touchdown in that game, too. 80 yards, I think.
Yeah. I think that was, you mentioned some close battles with the Blue Devils. So that wasn't too close. Pretty big beat down that night. That concludes our opponent portion of our By the Bulldog history. After word from our sponsors, we will return with our Lustral and Decadal history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
Welcome back to About a Bulldog History. Last week we discussed the 1953 Salina High School Bulldogs and celebrated their 70th anniversary. Tonight we turn back the clock to 1958. Elvis Presley was inducted into the U.S. Army. The first Pizza Hut opened its doors. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, better known as NASA, was founded. And John Peoples was in his fourth year as the head coach of Salina High School Bulldog football. This is back in that golden age, I like to call it, of Bulldog football. And just with the community as a whole, quite honestly, a strong year back in the fall of 58, a 7-3 final record. We'll walk through that schedule in a minute. Here's some big numbers I want to share. Points scored per game offensively, 29.7, 30 points a game back in 1958 on average is a huge number, and they had a stingy defense only allowing 9 points a game on the other side. And Thomas, you're going to see a lot of wins when you've got 30-9 on that differential.
Yeah, that's very impressive to have a 20-point differential like that or better at that point. Got a big roster here, as you pointed out to me, no freshmen listed on this roster, which means they probably had an even bigger team and had a separate freshman squad at that time. But 9 sophomores on this team, and they included Noel Cherry, Carl Reese Napier, Franklin Poindexter, Mel Brown, Haskell White, Roland Smith, Kenneth Cherry, Mitchell Cunningham, and Durrell Roberts. And then a big, huge number, 14 juniors on this team. They included Dickie Roberts, Dallas Cummins, Dr. Doug Young, John Clark Donaldson, James Smith, Faye Watson, Jerry Fox, Linnell Thompson, Raymond Davis, Tim Rich, Mayfield Brown, Bobby Weber, Jerry Stevens, and Frank Boone, and then 6 solid seniors, a half dozen of them, Harold Ringeye Watson, George Melton, Jimmy Kendall, Earl Davis, Douglas Pace, and Kyle Cherry. Of course, like you said, coached by Hall of Famer John Peoples, who this field is named after out here. And then we got 4 managers also, Wendell Hicks, Charles Rich, Mike Locke, and Jackie Rich. Daniel, that's a list of who's who.
It is. You mentioned Harold Watson and Earl Davis, two of the biggest names when it comes to Bulldog football, along with a ton of other guys on there. We see why they were so good. And a lot of those guys are Clay County Sports Hall of Famers. Didn't have them all marked there. But several of those guys, very deservingly so, have already been inducted into the Hall, and perhaps some more to come as time goes on. But this strong team, Thomas, will walk through their schedule here. They opened the year with a tough loss, 7-13 against Smith County. Of course, Carthage, always a tough program down there, and they were back in 58. But they rebounded in the second game of the year with a huge 63-0 win over York Institute. And that speaks for itself, putting it 1-1 on the year there.
That's total domination. And then, you know, it was early in the season when they struggled a bit, but they ran into Livingston, another one of those tight Hawkeye-Bulldog battles right here. They lost, but they only lost 19-13 in that contest, dropped to 1-2 on the year. But, again, you talk about a rebound. They went or played Monterey. We don't know where it was that year. 83-0, Daniel. An 83-point shutout. That's a basketball score on the one side.
And a baseball score on the
unbelievable.
Other.
That's probably a Bulldog record for scoring.
It is. That's the single game high, and I think that probably may stand the test of time. So that put them at 2-2 on the year out of the gate, so nothing too impressive record-wise at that point. But here we see them rebound again. They continue to rebound, 13-0 shut out of the Jackson County Blue Devils. That puts them at 3-2 on the year. And then here's their final loss of the year. It comes in the sixth game of the year against a very stout McMinnville City team. We were shut out. The only time this potent offense was shut out all season long, 0-33. The losing score that night against McMinnville City. So you're sitting at 3-3, midway point of the year, with a four-game stretch on the backside, Thomas, and they run the table from there on.
Yeah, they did. Four straight, and against pretty good competition. You've got Tompkinsville and Monroe County, Kentucky. They beat them 32-12, so a 20-point victory there to get to 4-3. And then they smacked Baxter 47-6, Daniel, to set up the final two.
These last two are big ones. This Madison game, they play Madison in the ninth game of the year. Now, rewind a couple of years to the 55 season, that second Tobacco Bowl. We met Madison in that game and had a close loss to them. This time around, it was the Bulldogs coming out on top over a mat. And you don't hear about that anymore. That's just north of Nashville, I believe, right there around the Good Pasture area maybe. And Good Pasture School is located in Madison is what I'm trying to say. But 7-6 win. It was Ringeye Watson, a 5-yard pass. He caught off the arm of Jerry Fox, and Jerry Fox booted the extra point through. That was the difference in that 1-point win. So a huge win over Madison puts them at 6-3. And then we love this one, a 32-0 shutout win over the Gordonsville Tigers in the 10th game of the year. I'd like to see that happen this season.
Yeah, we could replicate history. It wouldn't bother me one bit, Daniel.
A strong 7-3 record. The curiosity here, they didn't play in a bowl game in 58. I'm not sure why. You know, if you went 500 or better, typically you would go. But there wasn't as many back then. Perhaps the invite didn't come. Perhaps it did come, and for some reason we declined it. I don't know the history of that. But a strong season. Football queen that year, Ann Martin. Cheerleaders included Erlen Webb, Jackie Napier, Daisy Brown, Carolyn Melton, Betty Anderson, Shirley Westmoreland, Anna Neely, Connie Smith, and Linda Bowles. Thomas, final thoughts on this 1958 squad?
Just one heck of a team. I mean, any time you put up 83 points in a contest, you know Monterey couldn't have been that bad.
No.
They were just upset after that Hawkeye loss and put it on the Wildcats.
What it boils down to. Folks, it's been our absolute pleasure to briefly discuss the 1958 Salina High School Bulldogs, who are celebrating their 65th anniversary. And this has been about a Bulldog history, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components that shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and a local agent, Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Have you gone country lately? Up next on the CarQuest pregame show, an interview with head coach Bruce Lamb. And still to come, the keys of the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. So stay with us here as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County hosting Jackson County for the clash on the Cumberland, where the 0-2 Dogs will look to break into the win column against the 1-1 Blue Devils. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb and senior linebacker Ben Maxfield for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, thanks for having us over today.
It's always my pleasure.
Ben, good to have you too.
Thank you.
Coach, never what you want to see when you don't get the W, but you had to be encouraged by most of what you witnessed from your team last Friday night in that loss to Westmoreland. Would you?
Absolutely. I thought we had a lot of signs of life, you know. We came alive, especially in the fourth quarter, and put ourselves in positions to win the football game and just didn't pull through. But it's always good to see your kids fight like they did.
How big was that to kind of take that step, Coach?
It's huge. That's the thing we've been waiting on is watching to see, put us in a situation where it's, game-tying or game-winning situation, and to see what the fight they have in them, and I thought it was wonderful.
And a lot of that good came from that Bulldog defense again. First two games out, they played really well, I think, and a lot of it from this guy sitting right beside you. How would you describe Ben Maxfield and his game, Coach?
I think Ben Maxfield is the perfect high school player. I don't know. I think when you think of somebody who is going to give everything they got, leave everything on the field, no matter what position. He's never wavered. If I told him he's going to play center, if he's going to play guard, he's never wavered from any of that. He does whatever he's got to do, and he's been great at everything, and he gives every ounce of energy he's got every time he gets on the field. And that's just, to me, that's just a perfect high school player.
Ben, that sounds pretty good coming from your head coach. Where does that come from?
I guess it comes from my dad and brother. You know, just watching them, watching Dylan play, learned a lot from him and him coaching me.
And that work ethic, same thing?
Yeah.
And I know maybe this is not the start to the season you wanted for your senior season, but where's this, you and this team at as far as mindset right now? I know it could be easy to get down at 0-2.
Yeah.
But coach is saying, hey, he's not seeing any of that.
We keep looking too much in the future, and we just need to focus on it right now.
Gotcha. And you saw action last season on that state runner-up team. How has that helped you this season as you've taken on a bigger role?
It's helped me improve myself and helped me be a better senior to the younger guys.
And you attribute that to that 9 seniors from last year and kind of watching them?
Yeah.
Coach, this senior group, they don't have a lot of experience like those guys, but you said they give you all they've got. How big is that to have a guy like Ben to set that example?
You know, Ben playing last year, and he got, you know, a starter throughout the season last year at an inside linebacker, and just having that experience and that and being able to lead these guys is huge for us. The guys who have inexperience, you know, that's not Ben. Ben knows how to play. He knows what it takes, and he can pass that along to the other guys. And, you know, when we get in those situations like we were last week, those guys are going to step up, and Ben did, and just like the other guys.
And, Ben, you mentioned them. You do play linebacker, and that runs in your family with your dad and brother. I played alongside your father back in my day. How have they influenced you and helped you become the player you are today?
They just support me and help me out whenever I need it. You know.
And, Coach, you said you're pleased with this team's progress despite the loss last week. Are they ready to take the next step and get it done this week?
Well, I sure hope so. You know, it makes me a little less stressed, I'd say, but I think so. These guys have worked really hard this week, and, you know, we took a step forward last week. You know, we didn't win, but, you know, sometimes not winning is not your overall thing. Our overall goal is to get better, and we got better last week, and we are taking those steps. It don't matter. These games, I mean, yeah, you want to win every one of them, but they don't matter in the long run. It's the region games, and then when you get that second season, when you get in the playoffs, that's what matters. And hopefully by that time, we're going to be the team we need to be.
Ben, do you agree with that? And how much would a win over the Blue Devils mean? Not just because it's a rivalry, but because it would be your first of the year.
It'd mean a lot. I mean, I don't like to lose. I love to win. I mean, I bet that's about everybody in this state.
And you've grown up playing Jackson County, and like Coach said, it really doesn't mean anything.
No.
But do you have a grasp of what this rivalry means back through history? We talked about your dad, your brother. This is a big one for a Bulldog.
Yeah. Yeah, when Dylan used to play his senior year, he played them and beat them 29-0, I guess, and they won that bell. I saw Dylan. He tried to pick it up, and he struggled. But when he did, it was amazing.
So you would like to hoist that bell after Friday night?
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Coach, how big of a challenge does Jackson County pose for your team tonight?
Well, you know, Coach Loftus is one of the best coaches around here. He does a great job with their offense, gets those guys prepared. He'll have things to match our defense, and you know, the good young quarterback, I think his name's Waylon Kennedy, he throws ball really well. Some good receivers out there, the Smith kid, and I can't remember number 4's name, but those kids are good athletes, and they're gonna be a big threat. You know, they spread the field, they get us wide out there, and just try to use the whole field, and this is a great scheme that they have, and you know, it's gonna be tough for us to defend it.
Ben, you heard it. He didn't mention a thing about the Jackson County defense. It's more about this offense. I assume Coach Dickerson has got you guys coached up on that side of the ball this week. What's your keys this week as far as from the linebacker spot?
I just watch quarterback, see what he does. He turns and throws it. We go and react to the ball. I mean, he hands it off. We fit down where we need to. Just watch the keys. Yeah.
What's it like, you know, we could say we've got some of the best coaches in the state here. These are guys that have got 20, 30, 40 years worth of experience. How's it been? What's it been like being coached by this crew you've got?
It's amazing. They know what they're doing. I try to pay attention to that.
Coach, sounds like Ben is paying attention pretty well, according to your thoughts on it.
Absolutely. If we tell him to run through that wall, you know, he may not like it, but he's going to try every ounce he's got to run through it. But that's the type of kid that Ben is. He's a wonderful kid, and, you know, he's a good football player, but he's a better kid. And, you know, I appreciate him and his family for the things that they do for this football program and have done in the years past. And, you know, I know it means a lot to the Maxville family. And, you know, I hope that we can turn it around this week and put a little pride back in this program.
Right. And it would mean a lot to the Maxville family and all of us old Bulldogs to get a win against the Blue Devils. Coach, how do you get the monkey off of your back and win tonight? Well, give me one key.
Don't turn it over. You know, that's our big thing.
Kind of obvious.
You know,
yeah.
I think we've had eight, nine turnovers in 2 weeks. And whereas last season we had 5 and 15 games. You know, you can't turn the ball over and win football games. And, you know, it's not that we're doing anything wrong. You know, the last fumble at the end of the game, just effort.
Yeah.
You know, just trying to give extra effort. And, you know, sometimes those breaks don't go your way. And, you know, you just got to keep plugging along and see if those breaks will start turning around.
Sounds good. Coach, as always, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Ben, enjoyed having you.
Thank you.
Good luck tonight, guys.
Thank you.
This is Ben, Inside the Locker Room, with Head Coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, getting close to kickoff, and that means it's time for How They Fired from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Take it away, John.
Thank you, Daniel. How They Fared is our weekly recap of the Dogs' opponents this season. Their week one opponent, Albany York Institute, is 2-0. They beat Grace Christian 41-14. They have a bye tonight.
Yeah, I read something about that. I think it might have been on the Upper Cumberland Reporter or somewhere about Coach Wright talking about having that early bye week. He didn't really like it, Daniel.
No, he's a gamer. He wants to go ahead and play. He don't even want a bye week.
Right. Ranked, I think they moved up somewhere around top 5 in 2A this week. So, no doubt the Dragons are for real.
Clay County's week 2 opponent, Westmoreland High School, is 1-1. They got a win last week against us here on John Peoples Field.
And they're playing who this week?
They have White House Heritage at home.
White House Heritage. Could improve for another win this week. What do you think, Danny?
I think so. Westmoreland's pretty good.
Jackson County High School is 1-1. Last week they lost to Sail Creek on their own field 7-35.
Of course, here tonight at John Teeples Field, the Blue Devils are, and, you know, this could be a close one, or honestly, to me, it could be a blowout for Clay County. It just depends on how they get started and what happens in this one, Daniel. You know, you go to Clinton County, Kentucky, and you battle to a one-point win, so that tells me they're vulnerable a little bit.
Next week, we face Monterey High School on their field. They're 2-0. They got a win versus Rockwood last week, 21-0. And tonight they play East Robertson on their own field.
We'll find out a lot about Monterey then. I know Monterey's good, but East Rob touted maybe one of the best double-A teams in the state. They got a lot of athletes. Good rushing game. We'll see if Monterey can slow down the Groveses.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. It's going to show what the Wildcats are.
Week 5, the Dogs face Portland High School. Portland's 1-1 last week. They beat Greenbrier 42-6. Tonight they play Davidson Academy.
The Panthers obviously can score some points. Virtually unknown, really, I think, for Clay County this year as far as an opponent goes. Could go either way.
week six. A Kentucky opponent, Monroe County. They're 1-1 in Class 2A up there in Kentucky, along with Greene County, Metcalf County, and Clinton County. They lost at Allen County last week, and they play at Glasgow this week.
Know anything about them? The Portland Panthers, Daniel, just don't know much about them.
Don't know much. We're going to break for the national anthem. We'll be right back.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live, we'll continue how they fired. Just got done with Portland, I think it was. Moving on from there.
Well, we actually took care of Tompkinsville,
I think.
So we're next game up.
Our week seven opponent versus Joe Burns. Joe Burns is 1-1. Last week, they defeated Ballard Memorial in Kentucky 51-7. Tonight, they travel to Whitwell. That'd be a tough game, probably.
Yeah.
First region contest is what that one's going to be for Clay County.
Yeah, the Joe Burns guy. That's the first one, honestly, that matters. All of them matter. We understand that. But that's the first one that dictates postseason contention.
Another region game after that is Red Bull and Springs. They're 1-1. They lost to Midway 19-6. Tonight they go to Byrdstown to play Pickett County.
Probably another win for the Red Dogs, I would say.
Yeah. Week 9, we play Trousdale County. They're 1-1. Last week, they got pounded by Macon 42-0. And tonight, they host Gordonsville. Should be an interesting game, I'd say.
Yeah, we're going to pick it in a minute.
Yeah, I think so.
That.
And then week 10, of course, we got Gordonsville. They're 0-2 at this point. Looked like a really tough schedule to me. They've got ahead of them. They were defeated by Watertown, and tonight, like I said, they play Trousdale on the creek bank.
Yeah, very similar to us as far as schedule goes, and we've seen that out of the Tigers year after year. They may have three or four losses, you know, midseason.
Yeah.
Cumulative record for Clay County's opponents at this point is 11-9.
Winning record.
Time for Coach Edwards' Pick'em Challenge.
Yep. I think he's got four for us, don't he?
It's where he gets to choose the games and predict the winners. We try to keep up. The current standings show Daniel in the lead at 6-2. I'm just one game behind him at 5-3, and Rob and Thomas are 4-4, just two games out. So the first game we're picking is at Gordonsville and Trousdale. At Trousdale.
Gordy's bit me 2 weeks in a row, so I'm going with the Yellow Jackets.
I think on paper, Gordonsville probably should win this game, but I think the majesty and the mystery of the Creek Bank comes back to life. It's been gone for a while, and we're going to go down there later this year and beat them on it. So I think they go ahead and beat Gordonsville tonight. I'll take Jackets.
Coach Rob and I disagree with you two. We're both going to take Gordonsville. The next game is East Robertson at Monterey.
Both 2-0.
East Rob, even though they're on the road, the Wildcats can't stop the Groves.
You know, I seldom have the lead. I don't anticipate hanging on to it long, so I'm going to go ahead and shoot myself in the foot. I'll take Wildcats at home.
Coach is going with East Rob, and I agree with him again on this one, and you, Thomas, so I'm going to go with East Robertson.
Yeah, I see what you're doing.
Follow Coach, right?
That's right.
I'm trying to, you know, learn here. Cookeville at White County.
Maybe at Wash. I don't know. I'm going to have to go with Sparta.
Yeah, Cookeville's been down for quite some time, and at home, it's the Warriors.
Yeah, that one's going to be a wash. Coach took White County, and so do I.
That field looks great, by the way. Aaron Brown, who used to be here in Clay County, is taking care of it over there now, sent me a drone video of it today. He's got it looking nice for him.
Probably a whole lot like John Teeble's field, thanks to you and Matt Adams.
Looks good tonight, too, yeah.
The last game Coach wants us to pick is going to be a tough one to pick. It's Upperman at Macon County.
I'm going to have to go.
He's taking Upperman. Y'all are all taking Upperman. I'll take Macon County.
All right.
Just for the fun of it. You think I'm following Coach?
It worked, Daniel.
This has been How They Fared by Farm Bureau, brought to you by agency manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. We got just under 4 minutes until kickoff here. We'll be right back.
We're going to stay on. We're going to roll right to those Westmoreland Management keys to the game and make sure we get them in. Thomas, I'm going to ask your thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Let's start with Coach Maynard in the offense.
Well, Daniel, I think we saw that winning formula last week as this Jimmy Maynard-led offense sprang to life. Tonight, I think you see the same, but they have to finish. They found their way last week. They just couldn't close the deal, and I think that changes tonight.
I think so. What about Coach Dickerson in that defense?
Well, they've been pretty solid, Daniel, and I think you see them continue that tonight. The one difference, though, here tonight on John Teeble's Fields, they're going to probably see and be challenged through the air a little bit more than they have been so far this year. But even though York and Westmoreland didn't throw it much, we still had a pick against each one of them. So I think more opportunities equals more turnovers for this Bulldog defense, and that's just what this Clay County offense needs.
Yeah, I think we've had 7 turnovers ourselves in these first 2 games. Time to switch that roll around. Thomas, give us an overall key for Coach Lamb and these Dogs to get the first win tonight.
Well, overall, I think this Clay County team just needs to go play. Forget about being 0-2. Forget about trying to live up to last year. Forget about it all and just go play. I don't think we've seen that from them yet. I think they've been a little apprehensive about cutting it loose, a little too worried about making mistakes, and that's why we've seen just that. We got some gamers, Daniel. They just don't know it yet because they haven't tasted it. I don't think they realize how good they are and how good they can be. Tonight, if they'll quit thinking about it and just go do it, they'll show everybody, including themselves, just what they're capable of and hoist that bell again.
I think you're 100% right. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Salina skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. Temperature currently still pretty warm at 88 degrees. The sun is completely dipped down now though. It's going to start cooling off. By halftime, it's going to be 84. By the end of the game, a very comfortable 77 degrees. Humidity is high tonight, 79%. No precipitation is falling today, and there is essentially no chance of it throughout tonight's contest. No sneaking up rain showers like last week. There's a 1-mile-per-hour wind out of the south-southeast, and this has been the weather report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof mount, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We're going to wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with a full coverage final word where we ask John for his last thoughts before kickoff, brought to you by Ashcock and Strong Insurance. John, make sure you cover it all just like their agency does.
I thought about this one for a while today, Daniel, when I was doing some prep work, and the word I kept coming up with was execution. You know, I think this team needs to feel that execution, complete a drive, have everything just kind of go normal, and gain some confidence and kind of get this team rolling in the right direction. I mean, we've squandered some opportunities in the first couple games against some tough opponents. I think tonight we're going to see a little more execution. What do you guys think?
I think that's a good one. I think you're exactly right. Folks, that's been the Full Coverage Final Word, sponsored by Strong Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go ahead now and announce the State Farm starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Offensive line up front, left to right, senior Parker Smith, sophomore Colton Brown, center Austin Anderson, right guard Hayden McGee, and the right tackle White Browning, McGee and Browning, both seniors. The receivers, when we go 3 wide, will be senior Weston Birdville, sophomore Nolan Adams, and sophomore Waylon Cherry. The tight end, Reese Adams, and if we choose to go too tight, junior Worm Smith will be that second tight end. The running back, a senior, Aiden Soto, and the quarterback, a junior, Nate Adams. Nose guard on defense, Hayden Adams. Defensive tackles, Parker Smith and Nate Mayberry, the junior, getting his first start tonight. Inside backers, Worm Smith and Reese Adams. Outside backers, Ben Maxfield, Nate and Soto. Cornerbacks, Nate Adams and Cole Leeds. And the safeties, Weston Birdville and Nolan Adams. This has been the State Farm starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Beautiful evening for football here at John Teeples Field. A good crowd down below us in the stands. Clay County, the home team tonight. They wear their smoky gray home jerseys, gold numerals on those, trimmed in black, black helmets, black pants. Jackson County and their head coach, Sean Loftus, 1-1 on the season. They are the traveling team here in the Clash on the Cumberland. They wear white jerseys with blue numerals on them, white pants, and white helmets. Clay County going to be kicking off to start this contest. They'll do so from left to right from our vantage point. Sophomore Reese Adams going to do the kicking. Deep to receive for Jackson County. We'll have to wait and see who goes back there. I see number four headed that way. That's Carter Collier, a senior wideout for the Blue Devils. Jackson County during this first half, or first quarter of play, rather, going to be operating right to left from our vantage point. Clay County left to right. Thomas, it is time to get this one on.
Yeah, like you said, great atmosphere, the music blaring in her Sandman. It's football time, and it's time for another edition of the Clash on the Cumberland, a rivalry game, Daniel, and here comes kickoff.
Let's get it on. Reese Adams, the last two games, Clay County has stolen a possession, Thomas, unheard of. Let's see if we can do it for a third. Adams approaches, puts his foot to it, low spinning kick, going to be fielded by a Blue Devil at the 30, and he puts his knee down. Jackson County going to take over with 11:59 on this first quarter clock. They'll have the first crack at it on the offensive. Their senior quarterback, Waylon Kennedy, will be leading the offense. Sean Loftus, a very offensive-minded coach, a former quarterback at Jackson County High School, always has good offensive play, Thomas.
Yeah, he does. And then Coach Lamb talked about Coach Loftus this week for the newspaper. You know, he considers him one of the better coaches here in the Upper Cumberland, Daniel, and I agree with him, especially offensively.
Other than a short stint, 1 year away from the program when he went to Gallatin, I believe. He's been there a long time. Jackson County taking over at their own 32-yard line. Going to be a 68-yard field between the football and the Bulldog end zone. Kennedy in the shotgun, two wide out left, running back at his right hip. Going to be a pass to get things started. Nice coverage by Nate Adams. Knocks it away. Incomplete. Textbook.
Yeah, just a great break by Nate Adams. He waited on the outside receiver there. Knew he was going to chop it down and break it off. And when he did, he got the right arm across the front of that Blue Devil receiver and knocked the ball to the ground.
Nate's got the speed and the length there at that corner position. It's tough to throw against him. Of course, we know about his capabilities when it comes to intercepting the football. So second and 10 for this Blue Devil offense. They're going to play it with two wide out to the left, one wide to the right, and kind of a fullback sitting on the left side of the formation. Kennedy in the gun. Here's the snap. Play action. Hands off this time. Boom. It's going to be a tackle number 10. It looks like is that Nate Mayberry wearing that for the Dogs. Yes, it is. The junior Nate Mayberry on his first start tonight at defensive tackle and already getting his name called out, Thomas. No surprise there. Nate Mayberry did not play as a freshman and sophomore, but you always heard about him through junior high football, how aggressive, how quick he was, and we see it there.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was Worm Smith from last season, number 10, the way he played that one, and that's a compliment.
Yes, it is. No gain on that carry for the Blue Devils. Sets them up in third and 10, 11-18 and ticking here in the first quarter. No score in the game. Jackson County with three wideouts on the near side to us. That's the left of the formation. Kennedy in the gun. Here's the snap. Has time to throw. Now the pressure is going to be brought down. Ball's loose. It's going to be collected, but whistles blow. They say the ground forced it, and that's curious. I see Parker Smith coming back alongside others, Thomas. Who was there first?
That was Mayberry, number 10 again, off the edge. Daniel, he bullied his way into the backfield. And once you talked about him, I watched him on that play, and he made a highlight for me.
Big quarterback sack for Nate Mayberry. He's made stops on the last two plays and moved this Devil offense back. They're back at their own 28-yard line where they're going to punt it away on fourth and around 18. Dangerous sophomore, Nolan Adams, deep to receive. He stands at the 50-yard line. Punts away. Nolan with a chance. Fields it to the 45. Here he comes across midfield of the 50. Now the 45. Now the 40. Has the sideline. 30, 25, 20. Out of bounds. Great return by Nolan Adams. And here we go. The momentum's right. The field position's great. Let's go ahead and get the monkey off our back. Through two games, we've scored one touchdown. Let's go ahead and get it done now, early in this one.
Yeah, now's the time, Daniel, for this Clay County offense to respond. They have the opportunity thanks to the sophomore, Nolan Adams. It was nice to get to see him field a punt and take it in space, Daniel. He's doing exactly what we thought he would on special teams.
Dogs will take over from the Jackson County 17-yard line inside the red zone, 10-13 on this first quarter clock, 0-0 the score. Junior quarterback Nate Adams going to be in the gun. His classmate, Aiden Soto, the running back at left tip. Hand off to Waylon Cherry on the jet sweep around left side. Waylon cuts north and south, breaks one tackle, brought down by another. Close to first down yardage. First carry of the season for the talented Waylon Cherry. I heard Coach Maynard say this week, we've got to get him involved in the offensive scheme. And there we see it early in this one. Advances the football up to the Blue Devil 11-yard line where it's first and 10.
Yeah, nice run. I like the way he got horizontal, then turned, put his foot in the ground, and went north and south, Daniel, to pick
six.
Up a nice game of six.
The six-yard line. I said the 11.
The six. Okay.
Said it to six. Five more to that tally, Thomas.
So,
first
a
and goal
from
the six. Adams going to be in the gun. Soto at the left tip. Bird will split wide right. Quarterback keeper Nate Adams off right side. Penalty flags come out. This one's going to come back. Nate gets down to the one-yard line on a five-yard carry, but I'm satisfied an offensive penalty. Don't you think, John?
Yes, it looks like the far line judge is going to – yeah, it's a holding call. Against Clay County.
Waiting for the officials to mark it off. Thomas, just two offensive plays thus far. Is that correct?
That's right. Two
Cherry's carry and
actually just one, Daniel.
Yeah. All right. Cherry's carry. Right?
Cherry's carry. Now, if you want to call it offense, Nolan Adams had a highlight right before it on special teams. About a 40-yard punt return there, Daniel, to set up the Bulldogs with great field position.
First and goal now from the 17-yard line with that big holding penalty. Weston Burgle to the right along with Nolan Adams. Tight end Reese Adams also to the right. Nate with it, quarterback keeper into the heart of the defense, breaks one tackle, gets back to the line of scrimmage, picks up around 3 yards depending on the spot. They're going to mark him at the 14, it appears. Should be second goal from there after a gain of three.
Yeah, I called for it last week, Daniel. I wanted to see Nate Adams with the ball in his hands going north and south, and that's just what we see right there. To me, he's your most versatile runner as far as downhill at this point.
Cherry comes back onto the field. 26 coming off. Worm Smith coming off. Going from, as we mentioned, when it's three wide, you'll see Waylon in there. When it's too tight, you'll see Worm. Second and goal. Adams in the gun. Play action pass. Releases. Going to be caught. Is that Cherry? I believe it is. Waylon Cherry. First touchdown here of this 2023 campaign. And just like that on the slant pass, the Dogs are up 6-0, 8:55 mark, first quarter.
Yeah, we've seen Nate Adams when he catches the ball clean on the shotgun snap. He gets it out quicker than about anybody I've ever seen. And he put that one on the money as Cherry ran a great route right into the end zone. Clay County got it rolling early.
Three plays, scoring drive, very efficient. Reese Adams on for the kick, then Maxfield the snap, Nate Adams to hold. Snap, set, kicks away. It looks good. It is no good. Must have went a little wide. Had good distance. Had good height. Just did not go through the uprights. 8:55 mark, first quarter. Clay County 6, Jackson County 9.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County now leads Jackson County 6-0 with 8:55 left here in the first quarter. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Equal Panels of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 17-yard drive on three plays, and they did it in a minute and 18 seconds. Waylon Cherry was the star of this drive as he picked up 11 on a jet sweep and then caught the 14-yard touchdown pass from Nate Adams, and you can't forget that 40-yard punt return to set this one up by Nolan Adams. Again, Clay County leads 6-0. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Danny.
Nate Mayberry making another stop on kick coverage. That time it was senior Logan Jennings who came out and took care of the kicking duties rather than sophomore Reese Adams. So Mayberry, the last three stops that have been made by the black and gold belong to junior Nate Mayberry. Very refreshing to see. Second offensive possession for Jackson County. They take over in their own territory at the 32-yard line, the exact location they took over on the last drive, 68 yards away from the Bulldog end zone. 8:49 on this clock as they do it.
Yeah, you talk about making the most of your opportunity. Mayberry, the only Bulldog that's made a tackle in this contest.
Kennedy in the gun, two wide to the left, two to the right. Pass play, has time, releases, nice pass across the middle, but broken up by Weston Mergel. The pass was there, the receiver would have caught that ball, if not for the savvy reach over by number 22, Weston Mergel.
Yeah, I think you might see a big game out of Weston Mergel tonight, Daniel. We haven't really talked about Weston much so far during this season. Had a few health issues in both contests, and, you know, he needs to be one of the senior leaders on this team.
Oh, he certainly is. He's the most experienced player on this team in terms of snaps played. He started as a sophomore and as a junior, so nobody has seen more action than Birdwood. Here's another stop, I think, again, Mayberry. I'm going to watch it see.
Holy
number 10, Nate Mayberry. Well, you see the combination similar, Thomas. I'll go ahead and say it's similar to a Dalton Goad in the fact that he's a slimmer build, very fast, and very strong. That's tough for a big offensive tackle to handle sometimes.
Yeah, honestly, Coach Lamb has mentioned the name, Daniel, but I have yet to witness it. And let me tell you something. He's putting on a show here early. That's two. Is that a sack? Or
tackle for loss.
Okay.
Tackle for loss on that one. And now offensive infraction against the Blue Devils pre-snap. False start against Jackson County. That'll back them up. It was third and round 12. That'll make it third and 17. And the team wearing white and blue is going backwards. It's sitting now at the Jackson County 24-yard line, 76 yards away from the dog end zone. 7:45 and ticking, first quarter. Clay Kenny does lead 6-9. Kennedy rolls to his left, has time, releases, has a good arm, nearly intercepted by sophomore Cole Eads. Good coverage there by a pair of sophomores. Eads joined by Nolan Adams from his safety position. I'm excited about those two young guys, Tom.
Yeah, Eads had a nice game last time out against the Eagles, I thought. Three or four tackles in that one, Daniel. And, you know, Coach Lamb talked about a lot of players growing up in that Westmoreland contest. I think Eads was one of them.
I agree. He's ready to play. Jackson County, two possessions, two punts. They're going to kick this one away from their own 24-yard line. Nolan Adams in the same spot he was a few moments ago, right around midfield, waiting on this punt. High snap. Punt is away, though. It's a short one. Don't think Clay County's going to have a chance, depending on the bounce. Nolan's going to have to let it go. So the Dogs will take over for their second offensive possession, a little more yardage potentially to be gained. They're going to take over 65 yards away from the end zone at their own 35-yard line. 7:25 mark here this first quarter. Dogs do have a 6-0 lead, John. What's your thoughts so far on this one?
Well, as I mentioned before the game started, I like the execution that I saw in that scoring drive. So far, so good, in my opinion.
Yeah, you can't do it much better. You know, and we see Coach Maynard kind of going into his bag of tricks, trying to get other people involved for this offense. And that's what we saw is Waylon Cherry was responsible for the bulk of that first scoring drive.
I think Austin Anderson back starting on offense tonight, snapping after he set out last week for an injury. First carry of the game for Aiden Soto. He's going to be stood up. Tried to come off left side with it. Ran into two Blue Devils. So a loss of yardage potentially there. It started at the 35. We'll have to see where it's spotted. Loss of one for Soto. It's retreated to the 34. We had a special request earlier, and I want to mention it early before I forget it, and we'll do that in a few minutes. Second 11 here. Adams in the gun. Three wide outs to the right. Tight end left. Soto at the right hip of Nate. Now Nolan in motion right to left. Here's the snap. Nate rolls right. Release. He's going to be caught by Weston Burble. Yes, Burble with it. Breaks one tackle. Breaks two. Still on his feet across midfield before he's taken out of bounds. So there you see Weston Burble. He had horrible cramping issues up at York last week to try to prevent some of those cramping issues. It's my understanding perhaps he had taken a muscle relaxer and it was a little too much for his body and he just wouldn't under full power because of that, and did it a little earlier in the week this week, and he ready to play tonight, kind of figured it out. But that's tough, those cramping issues. I tell you, it hurts, and you simply can't go when your muscles are cramping on you.
Yeah, and that's vintage Weston Burble right there. We saw Keaton Arms find him on that stop route on the sideline several times last season and him break a tackle. He just did it again, Daniel.
Third play of this dog drive coming. They do it from the Jackson County 48. Adams releases another kick. It's Nolan Adams with him. Makes a man miss. Makes two miss. He's in the 40. Can he make a third miss? He does. Still on his feet. Up to the 30. 25. 20. Another man. Going to be brought down to 15. Nolan Adams feeling it tonight. And I think all the dogs are out there with him.
Yeah, this is just what we wanted to see, guys, coming into this contest. We knew this Bulldog team had it in them. This offense had it in them. And like John said, execution's what gotten it. Nate Adams is on point. He's 3 for 3 so far tonight, and he's got receivers that are doing their job.
Ball at the Jackson County 15 in the red zone.
Daniel, we saw Parker Smith's helmet pop off on that last play, so he came off for this play.
Probably Rowan Holloway, I suspect, would have trotted out there to spell him on the play. Yeah, 72 going to line up at left tackle. The freshman, promising young player. Reese Adams lines up beside him on the left at tight end. Nolan Adams outside of him along with Weston Burble. So a tray set over on that side. Soto at the right hip. Here's the snap to Nate. Nate keeps it quarterback run. Up to the 10. Quick on his feet. Makes a man miss. And the 5 in the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Nate Adams. And just like that, 12-9, 5-11 mark. I mentioned that request. I'm going to do it. So I won't forget, Coach Lamb sent us a message earlier, says, guys, I need a favor from you tonight. Says, my daughter Keely's going to be watching and listening out in Sacramento, California, while she's working for Verizon. Would you please tell her and everyone with her hello? Let her know that her dad misses her greatly. So, Keely, I know you're glued to the TV set and cheering, and Coach Lamb's thinking of you tonight. Here's the extra point. Kick's low. Kick is good. Went through that time. 5-11 mark of this first quarter in the 69th clash on the Cumberland. And it's all Clay County. They lead it 13-9. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Football, presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County now leads Jackson County 13-0 with 5-11 left here in the first quarter. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 65-yard drive, and they did it on 4 plays in 2 minutes and 14 seconds. Weston Burble caught the first ball for 16 yards, and then Nate hit his brother Nolan for a 33-yard game before Nate Adams called his own number with a 15-yard rushing touchdown to put Clay County ahead by 2 scores. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermity Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Watching the pile there. Ball's loose on this kick return. Clay County players think they have it. I've seen no official signal. And there it is. Nate Mayberry involved. Perhaps John thinks he forced that fumble. Or did he come up with it? Which did you see?
I thought I saw him at the bottom of the pile making the tackle. He could have recovered it, too, but I'm pretty sure he made the tackle to force the fumble.
He was definitely on the scene of the crime, no doubt about that. Credit him with another. Clay Kenny takes over with a short field one more time here. They've had one short field, one long field. The important part, both of them come away with points. 5:04 mark of this first quarter as they take over for the third time, this time at the Jackson County 29-yard line. Dogs do lead it, 13-9, looking to build this to a three-possession lead. Two wide to the right with a tight end, jet sweep to Adams, no one with it around right side, 30, 25, 20, brought down. Near the first down mark, should move the sticks here as they're going to give him the 16-yard line.
Nice vision right there from Nolan Adams, kind of went with the flow.
Patient.
Was very patient behind his blockers, and then, like I say, got north and south to pick up that first down.
Joseph Markham, we always talked about his patience. He would let it develop. Joseph, of course, if he wasn't there, sometimes he'd just make a hole.
Yeah, he had that ability, Daniel.
Ball sitting at the Jackson County 17-yard line where it's first and 10. Second play of this drive coming. Nate in the gun, Soto at the left hip, Nolan and Reese to the left. Jet sweep handoff to Cherry this time. He cuts north and south, breaks one tackle, still on his feet, gets positive yards, still on his feet. Cherry doing a good job. Gets brought down this time, a big number 75 for Jackson County, one of their defensive linemen. Don't have sizes on those guys, but he is a hoss, Joe Rowland. Rowland, a junior for Coach Loftus on that defensive front. Pick up a one. He worked for every bit of it, though, Tom.
Yeah, he did. I think, like I say, we found something with Cherry. We've been kind of searching for that back, Daniel. We've seen Soto pound ahead. We've seen a horizontal run from Nolan Adams. But now we've got kind of a mix of both right here with Waylon Cherry.
That's what I see as well. Second nine now for the Dogs from the Jackson County 17. 3:45 and ticking in this first quarter. They lead at 13-9. Of course, Clay County 0-2 on the year, looking for their first win. Jackson County 1-1 on the season. Adams in the gun, rolls to his right, has time, targets his brother, and then Zog gets away. It's caught, touchdown. The Adams brothers hook up for one of many times, I hope, this season. And John, Clay County up 19-9.
Great execution right there by Mr. Adams once again. I'll stop using that word here.
No, I want you to keep using it. As long as they're doing it, we need to credit it.
You can see the confidence building, guys. You go through the practice of it, and it just becomes more natural.
Yeah, we talked about this offense springing to life last week. Well, Daniel, they're putting it all together and reaping the rewards right now.
Talking about putting it together, Reese Adams is putting it together. He's good on that extra point. Puts the Dogs up 20-9 in the 69th clash on the Cumberland. First quarter action. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County now leads 20-0 with 3:32 left here in the opening period. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 29-yard drive on three plays, and they did it in 1 minute and 32 seconds, and it consisted of a Nolan Adams run for 12 yards. Waylon Cherry picked up one, and then Nate found his brother Nolan for a 16-yard touchdown as Clay County goes up by three scores. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTennessee.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Daniel, we've done a lot of those here lately.
We certainly have. Hope we keep rolling with it. Logan Jennings with another nice kickoff brought down. Primary stopper, John believes, was Aiden Soto. Aided and abetted by guess who? Nate Mayberry also coming back from the ball. He's like a heat-seeking missile tonight.
Yeah, finally, another Bulldog is recorded a tackle, Daniel. Mayberry had the first three, a sack, and a tackle for loss. We think a forced fumble. Still don't know who recovered it, though.
Jackson County taking over from their own 31 for their third offensive possession. This has kind of been the start for each drive for them. And here's Mayberry again, forcing issue, creating an incomplete pass. You saw him break through, didn't get the stop, but he put those arms up very wisely there and forced a quick pass out of Kennedy. Going to be incomplete. I've been impressed with Kennedy to this point. Of course, we've seen him on the basketball court, saw him on the gridiron last year. He's calm in the pocket, even under pressure, has a strong arm, but this Clay County defense just really playing well.
Yeah, they are, Daniel. And like you said, it's contributed by the penetration of Nate Mayberry. They have not put a hand on him, I don't think.
No, if they have, he shed it pretty quick. Second 10, Kennedy in the gun, running back at his left hip, too wide to the left. Sends a man out of the backfield in motion, making it a trip set. Kennedy to pass again, has time, releases, wants a lot. Nobody's going to be home. Miscommunication on those receivers. Somebody was supposed to run the wheel route deep up the sideline, and that never developed. Going to be third and 10 now for Jackson County after two consecutive incomplete passes. That makes this first quarter go slowly, though, because the clock has stopped. 3:15 mark here of this first quarter. 20-9 the lead for Clay County. And this is just what the doctor ordered. We talked about it. John mentioned it. We mentioned it several times. Execution, that's what plagued us. 7 turnovers, 15 offensive penalties combined in those first two games. Coach Maynard just very unhappy with the execution that had been going on, and tonight it's getting cleaned up.
Well, he said last week, I think you said he ran 60 plays and only scored 6 points.
Right. Ooh! Was that Ben Maxfield lowering the boom? Big time hit out of the linebacker, Maxfield, the senior. Nice hit.
Tackle
for loss. I had to look close, him and Mayberry, similar build, that 10 and 18, similar looking numbers. John's indeed right. It was Maxfield.
Well, let me go back to that, Daniel. You know, like almost 60 plays and 6 points. Well, we've got 20 points and 10 plays right now.
He likes that ratio better.
He does.
Coach Lamb does too. 4th and 11, third punt for the Jackson County offense. They have yet to gain a first down in the contest. Here's the snap. Punts away. Nolan tracks to his left. Ball hits. He's going to let it go. Clay County going to take over with a lengthy field again this time. They'll have it at their own 32-yard line. 224 mark of the first quarter. Dogs up 20-9. Already a 3-possession lead. As we mentioned, the ball is setting at the Clay County 32-yard line. 4th offensive possession for the Black and Gold.
Yeah, and then, you know, maybe Jackson County's definitely no York. I don't think they're a Westmoreland either, but it's not about what the Blue Devils are doing right now, John. It's about what Clay County's doing. They're just clicking on both sides of the ball.
Great defense so far. Jackson County's in the negative for total yards.
Adams in the gun, looks to throw, releases to the flat, caught by Nolan. Good coverage and stopped that time by Jackson County. It was defensive back number 5, Brady Smith, on the stop for the Blue Devils. Trying to find the class he is. He's a junior. Only a handful of seniors on this Blue Devil team. 5 of them seniors, as opposed to what we got, Thomas, around 12 seniors on this squad.
12 or 13, I think, yeah.
Pickup of a couple advances up to the 35-yard line, so a 3-yard gain makes it 2nd and 7. Playbook's open to you here. Very efficient passing out of Nate so far tonight. Of course, that's not a surprise to us. No one in motion. Fake jet sweep. Nate wants a big one. Goes for the post. Going to be caught by Birdwell. Penalty marker down in the backfield. Either going to be a hold against Clay County or perhaps a late hit against Jackson.
Hold
against Clay County. It's coming back. Talk about the pass. Talk about the catch by Birdwell. I wish it would stand, Thomas, but that was a nice hookup.
Yeah, it started with a great route right there across the middle of it, just basically a post, and he undercut the defender. But you can't throw it any better. Nate Adams on a rope, Daniel. And that's because of the protection of this offensive line, too. So, again, like John said, that's execution from all 11 right there on that play, except for the penalty.
Got to credit that offensive line thus far in this contest. They've done a good job providing time. We try to mention them as much as possible. So many folks just take the big guys for granted up here, but it all starts with them. Ball now sets at the Clay County 29-yard line after the penalty. Hand off to Soto. He's off left side, has a big hole. Up to the 35, cuts left, 40. Another flag down across midfield to the 40, the 35, and brought down around the 32, but I fear it's coming back.
Yeah, I think you're right, Daniel. John talked about it last week. Aiden Soto in the open field is impressive, isn't he, brother?
He is. He made the cut on a dime right there and got the flow of the defense off just a hair and gained a lot of extra yards.
Takes him about, 5 to 10 yards to get up to full speed, but he's pretty fast once he gets unwound there. We saw him put on the burst and run away from some Blue Devils.
It will be coming back. It's a holding call against Clay County.
Yeah, back-to-back penalties here for Clay County.
Opportunity for more yardage.
Yeah, it is. So tonight, it's not the Blue Devils. It's the Bulldogs, which are slowing down this offensive attack, Daniel. But it's the first time tonight. They lead 20-0. Over Jackson County right now. And the first quarter's not even over. There's a minute 13 left in it.
Yeah, they took over with 2:24 left in the first on this drive. Officials having trouble deciding where to spot it. It is indeed a hold. Back-to-back holds. Only the second play. We're still trying to get the second play of the drive off.
Hold took place on the 30-yard line. It'll go 10 yards back from there.
Yeah, it's still second down there.
Yep, second in a bunch with the ball. 80 yards away from the Blue Devil end zone. At the Clay County 20. Dogs break huddle. Adam's going to be in the gun. We always operate out of that set. Double tight set. Worm Smith to the right. Reese Adams left. Two wide to the left. We've cherried the running back at the right hip. Could be Leighton Brown. It is Brown. Senior Leighton Brown with it off right side. Going to be brought down after he gains 5 yards. Nice little pickup. Gets a little bit back of the penalty yardage lost. Brown's first carry of the night. He had the touchdown last week against Westmoreland. His first of his Bulldog career. Always a good memory for him there.
No doubt. And you can kind of see the speed right there of Leighton Brown as he almost got the corner, Daniel, but did pick up a pretty nice game.
Give him 6 on the carry, Thomas. They set it down at the 26-yard line. Where it's third and what we'll call 16. Looks like the yard to gain a first is the 42, ball at the 26, so 14 to go. Dogs break huddle, may not get the snap off, 2 seconds in the quarter, and it has expired. First quarter ends in this one. It's been all Clay County so far. The Dogs lead it 20-9.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County leads Jackson County 20-0. Heading into the second quarter, here's your Bulldog stat summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Leading rusher so far, Nate Adams, 2 carries for 18 yards and a touchdown. Your leading passer also, Nate Adams, he's perfect. 5 for 5 for 82 yards and 2 touchdowns, responsible for all 3 Clay County scores right now. And then your leading tackler, Nate Mayberry. He's got 3 stops, a sack, a tackle for loss, and a forced fumble. That's domination from Clay County at this point, and that's why they lead 20-0. This Bulldog stat summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee of Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever of building a stronger, safer, more economical, more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. EcoPounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. What about Nate Adams, Daniel?
Been looking sharp. Has another chance to look sharp here. Passing situation, 3rd and 14. Nate with time. Looks left. Release is incomplete. Dogs going to have to punt away. First possession that they have not scored a touchdown tonight, but 3 out of 4 ain't bad.
Yeah, it's not. And I hesitated to even say that Nate Adams was 5 for 5 and perfect, but I had to with that stat summary, his first incompletion of the night.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there. Didn't get a good look at it. I think there was one Blue Devil in the backfield. Don't know that the pressure is what caused the disruption with the receivers, but it did take away the opportunity to run that time. Dog's going to punt. Of course, Nate is the punter. No reason to fake here, but if it ever becomes an appropriate time in a game, having that quarterback as the punter is always a dangerous thing. Nate puts his foot to it, low-line drive kick, hits around the 50-yard line, bounces into Devil territory, and it'll be down there at the 40-yard line by Ben Maxfield. So Jackson County going to take over for their fourth offensive possession. It should be their fifth, but as you recall, on that one kickoff we took away from them, stole a possession. They have yet to get a first down in this contest. Each time they've had it, it's been 3 and out for the Blue Devils.
No production from the Blue Devils, is there, John, at this point?
They have negative 12 rushing yards and 0 of 5 on the passing side.
Got thoughts up?
They take over, 1st and 10, 60 yards away from the Bulldog end zone. Senior quarterback Waylon Kennedy in the gun here, running back at his right hip, 2 wideouts to either side. Here's the snap. Going to be a handoff. Running back has a hole here. Probably the best play of the night is Parker Smith brings down the back. I think that's number 8 for Jackson County. 9, Jonah Gentry, a senior, one of those 6 seniors that are on this squad for head coach Sean Loftus. Of course, they drop back down to Region 3 AA after spending 2 years in AAA ball. Penalty markers come out. False start, I believe, against Jackson County. Wide receiver left a little early.
Just a little antsy there, Daniel, for once for the Blue Devils. Like you say, the best play, offensive play they've had on the one prior. Just ready to get downfield, try to get the jump over here on Waylon Cherry and Nolan Adams as Clay County spread out by this Sean Loftus attack, Daniel. And that's one thing he does. He uses every inch of the football field.
This he certainly does. He's a good coach. We talked about that. This Jackson County offense through 2 games averaging 14 points a contest. They put up 21 against Clinton County, Kentucky, and 7 against Sale Creek. 2nd and 9. After that penalty, it got backed up. They had it 2nd and 4. Hand off again to Gentry. He's off left side, running hard. Pretty good looking back, but that dog defense pretty stingy. I'll let you guys determine who might have made that stop.
I got Parker.
20.
Soto.
23 and 71 combined. I saw.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Parker Smith was his second straight tackle there, and then Aiden Soto coming up from his linebacker position and finishing it off.
3rd and 8 for the Blue Devils. And when you get behind the sticks like this and the defense is looking for pass, it just makes it that much more difficult. Of course, Clay County has been in that situation through the early part of this season. Pass is incomplete. Kennedy was under pressure.
Guess who, Daniel?
Mayberry in the backfield. He's got a high motor. Talk about a high motor kid.
No, that was Reese Adams right there, number 9 on the pressure.
Oh, okay.
I believe it might be number 8, nose guard Hayden Adams, that was on that.
That's the only thing.
They look so much alike. You see, here's Reese coming up from behind, John. And now, don't feel as bad. I did that quite a bit up at York.
And these smoky grays don't help.
No.
That 8 and 9 is not very distinguishable in these uniforms.
Hayden Adams playing a tough spot there at nose guard, doing it well. Jackson County punting on 4th and 8. Melvin Adams, deep return, had a great return earlier, has not had an opportunity to return one since. They've been kicking away from him, Thomas. I wonder why.
Yeah, I think so. We just talked about it. Coach Loftus is no fool.
10:15 mark of this second quarter. Clay County does have a 20-0 lead.
Yeah, they're up 20-0. And, you know, we talk about it every time we come back, Daniel. Coverage being brought to you by Clay Power Sports, Del Hollis one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more. Their dealership's impressive, but if you already have a boat, mower, or side-by-side, it's worth making the trip to Clay Power Sports below the Cumberland River Bridge in Salina, because it's amazing what they have to sell down here locally. Any boat part or accessory you can think of, marine electronics, audio, the same for side-by-sides, and the best fishing tackle selection around. Daniel, let's call this one play, and we'll go back to that.
Fifth offensive possession, ball sitting at the Clay County 14-yard line, 86 yards away from the devil end zone. Hand off inside, I believe Soto with the back. Gets some positive yardage, advances up to around the 18, so potentially a gain of four.
This week, Clay Power Sports has got a special going on, Quicksilver DFI two-stroke oil, only $39.99 a gallon. So don't drive 2 hours and order this stuff online. You can find it all right here in Salina by shopping local at Clay Power Sports. And if you're in the market, go see Eli and his crew for your next big boy toy purchase, because they've got sales going on all boats, side-by-sides, and more. Check them out at Clay Power Sports below the bridge in Salina.
Second one we'll call six, sitting at 18, pick up a four for Soto on first down. He sets at the left hip of Adams, who's in the gun, two wide left. Nate wants to throw, has time, steps up, releases. Caught by Nolan, Nolan with it. Going to be brought down, but first down yardage is going to move the chains. Play started at the Clay County 18. Now they're going to march the ball over, set it on the near hash to us at the 27-yard line. Pick up a nine there for the brothers.
Adams really in sync tonight. Seems like he's got confidence when he throws the ball. He puts it on the spot where the receiver's going to be.
That's what you get with Nate. He's, and like you say, an improvement from the prior two contests. This is the Nate Adams we've been looking for, anticipating. And honestly, I think it's not been about him as much as some of the other pieces around him that have had to get up to speed a little bit. Quarterback keeper by Adams there on first down.
I agree with you, Daniel. You know, and Nate's been, you know, he's been pretty much on the first two games, too. But he had a lot more pressure, so he was scrambling for his life at times. But, you know, we've seen a few drop balls. We've seen a few balls that should have been caught at times. And Nate Adams is going to give a receiver an opportunity to make a catch 95% of the time when he can get the ball downfield. And just a special athlete back there, Daniel.
Ball at the Clay County 28-yard line. Pick up a one by Adams on the scramble. Second nine now. Birdwell and Adams into the short side of the field. Cherry out top. Nate to throw. Has time. Releases target. Cherry, what a catch! Waylon Cherry, landed still on his feet. Gets the blocking help from Weston Birdwell, and the field is flipped. The best catch of the season so far, Thomas Waylon Cherry going up, leaves the turf, a John Tablesfield fingertip catch.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. Nate Adams under pressure. He started to flush, and Daniel, he saw Cherry getting vertical right there, dropped immediately, set his feet, gave him an opportunity to make a catch. Cherry went and got it.
He's been the missing piece here. We've talked about it. We talk about the athleticism of Nolan Adams. Guess what? We've got another and just as athletic in Waylon Cherry. Two outstanding young sophomores there. Ball sets at the Jackson County 35-yard line, first and 10. Adams in the gun. Gives off to his brother Nolan. Nolan around right side. Makes a man miss. He's getting really good at that. Picks up 8 to 9 yards on the play. We see that shiftiness out of Nolan Adams. So seldom does the first defender, John, actually bring him down.
He is shifty. I want to go back to that last play and give Cherry credit to go up and catch that ball. Not only that, he was strong enough to carry the defender for another 10 yards, so some yards after the catch there.
Yeah, he's starting to showcase his ability here. We haven't seen it yet this season. The first positive things happening here, honestly, for this Clay County offense and for Waylon Cherry, too.
Ball at the Jackson County 27-yard line, second and long one, 6:50 and ticking, second quarter. Dogs lead it 20-9. Hand off inside to Soto, reverses field, makes a man miss, gets the first down.
There he is.
20, 15, Soto, 10, 5, touchdown, Aiden Soto, touchdown Clay County. The junior gets the first point of his Bulldog career.
You know, Daniel, we've maybe been a little critical of Aiden Soto before he gets to the line of scrimmage. Right there, he showcased what he can do. Made a juke. Cut it up north and south, and then turned on the burners down the sideline, didn't he, brother?
Exactly right. He put that foot in the ground and just hit that high gear and couldn't see anything but the end zone.
fireworks firing off to our left, engine two blaring sirens to the right, festive environment. Another extra point is made by Reese Adams, and Clay County leads it 27-0. 6:39 mark of the second quarter here in the 69th Clash on the Cumberland.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldog, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together. One project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports. That last drive by Clay County, 86 yards, Daniel, and it came on two big plays. Waylon Cherry from Nate Adams, a 37-yarder, and Aiden Soto, 27-yard touchdown dash to the end zone. Clay County's up 27-0.
Yeah, Soto's big run got me fired up there. Just a great-looking play.
It was.
Cherry's catch. We're seeing, we talk about football and all sports really, but talk about football, I mean, the game of inches. You know, is the ball one inch out of the fingertips of somebody? You know, is it 1 inch wide on the field goal? It's a game of inches, and we're getting that inch taken care of tonight.
Yeah, and we weren't that far off last week.
About me?
I mean, you're right. I mean, there was opportunities to go out and beat Westmoreland last week. We just couldn't take advantage of it. Coach Adam talked about this team and how they responded and how they've gotten better week after week, John, and it's paying off.
Credit Mayberry again on that special teams tackle.
Wow. Jackson County taking over for their fifth possession. Quarterback Waylon Kennedy under pressure. Parker Smith there along with, I believe, Mayberry bringing him down. No, it was actually Hayden Adams. Smith and Adams. I believe Adams had first contact. Smith cleaning it up. Nice to see Parker so active on that front tonight.
Yeah, and we saw that last week out of Parker Smith on both sides of the ball, kind of being a leader in the trenches for Clay County. And, you know, he's starting to emerge as one of those emotional senior leaders for this team.
Talking about crediting folks, credit Coach Lamb, this coaching staff, putting in the work, getting this team straightened around. Here we go. Another sack opportunity. It's Mayberry going to be credited with the stop. He had the ankle of Kennedy, brought him to the ground.
Kind of a miscommunication. I don't know if it was a fake or what, but it kind of got a little squirrely for Jackson County in the backfield right there, so the quarterback just dove, tried to minimize the loss.
Loss of one. Went from second nine to third and ten. 5:24 and ticking. Second quarter, Dogs up 27-9. Kennedy going to be in the gun here. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Running back at his right hip. Tight end also left. No, it's two wide left. I see him now. Kennedy to throw. Pocket breaks down. Steps to the right. Still on his feet. Tackle going to be made by a couple of Dogs. The penalty flag is out.
Reese Adams, the primary stopper on that one, I think, Daniel.
I believe Hayden Adams got held that time. And when you get those guys with high motors like Hayden Adams who go so hard every play and they combine, like Mayberry, that speed and that strength together, you get some holding calls on. Because, honestly, these bigger, heavier offensive linemen that are not as quick as them, sometimes all they can do is reach and grab to try to slow them down.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened right there on that play is Hayden Adams got the penetration, Daniel, and you know, we talked about the confidence growing for this Bulldog offense. Let me tell you something. It's growing for some young players that haven't gotten opportunities here on this Bulldog defense, too, including Mayberry and Hayden Adams. Parker Smith starting to step it up. It's about that Bulldog interior so far tonight.
18-yard line is where the ball is placed. Jackson County with an 82-yard field between the football and the Bulldog end zone. 4:57 mark of this second quarter. Four-possession lead for Clay County, 27-9 here. Kennedy going to be in the gun. Too wide to either side. Jonah Gentry is right here. Here's the snap. Pass is knocked loose. Ball's on the ground. Clay County does not, or maybe does, recover. I think Jackson might have got it. There was a big scrum for the ball. Clay County football.
Yeah, I saw Hayden Adams get that pressure in there and knock that ball loose.
Adams getting back there again. And
not
Thomas
sure who recovered it.
Well, John, rather, that's why you see that guy hold him before. Better to get a holding penalty than a turnover, but you can't hold him every play.
No, you can't.
Shortest field of the night for Clay County for the start of a possession. He got it first and goal at the Jackson County 10, but an opportunity to blow this thing wide open. They already lead it 27-9. This will put it at that mercy rule status potentially once the second half begins. Remember a couple years ago they dropped that down. 30-point differential is all it takes. Weston Birdville splits right along with Nolan Adams and Reese Adams, who's at tight end. Leighton Brown, the running back, at the left tip of Nate. Give off to Leighton. Leighton trying to get the edge around right side, cuts north and south. He's going to get into the end zone. Another touchdown, but a penalty marker comes out. It could be after the play. If it's unsportsmanlike after.
Listen, the flag was thrown after Leighton Brown scored the touchdown. There's no doubt about that. But maybe he just couldn't get it out of his pocket, Daniel. It's a hole on the edge right there.
Pretty much your fireworks off to our left.
Yeah.
The touchdown looked good, but it is coming back, I believe.
Like I say, the hold didn't affect the play. Obviously, if it was behind the play as Brown goes into the end zone. So I think he deserves to be talked about for that score right there. It was a good run by Brown. Again, got horizontal, used his speed to get outside, saw the crease, and he took it, Daniel.
And that was the good part. Put his foot in the ground.
That's right.
And got north and south as soon as he saw it. Kind of that outside zone play. You know, you scan from inside out with your eyes, and when you see it, you take it. And that's what he did, a nice execution of it. Clay County with a chance for more yardage here. It's backed up after the hold, sitting at what we'll call the Jackson County 17-yard line. First play of this drive, still waiting to come, as the last one didn't stand with the penalty. 4:15 and ticking, second quarter. Weston Birdville splits left. I'd like to go to him into the corner of the end zone. Get him a touchdown here. Nolan Adams into the slot to the left. Nate in the gun. Quarterback keeper here. Nate comes, 15, 10. Has some blockers. Cuts backfield. Fills his way to the 5. Going to be brought down. They give him around the 6-yard line. They're going to give him actually 4 progress to the 4, perhaps.
This is a great read by Nate Adams right there. It was the read look off this outside. The outside, the defensive end took Leighton Brown, and then Nate Adams cut it up for a nice gain there. Pick up about 12, Daniel.
I'm going to call that the 4 because the entire length of the football is beyond the 5-yard line. 3:30 and ticking. Second goal now. 3 plays to pick up these 4 yards for the Dawgs. Weston Birdville, Nolan Adams, Reese Adams to the right. Worm Smith tight end left. Nate in the gun. Leighton Brown the running back. Hand off to Leighton. He's off left side. Going to be brought down short of the line. They're going to give him the 1, so pick up a 3 for Leighton. The senior tailback carries it down to within 3 feet of the goal line. Actually, it's like 3 inches from the goal line. About a fist away from a touchdown.
Like you said, Daniel, you know, this is pretty much put this one on ice right here with a score. Come out in the third quarter, and it'll be a running clock.
Third and goal from a couple inches away. Nate in the gun, 2-back set. Fake to Leighton, quarterback keeper. Nate with it, walks in, touchdown. Dawgs get another. Good push by the offensive line to pick that up. Fireworks now shooting off. I believe that's Sean Mosier firing those off down there to our left. Appreciate him for doing that. A community event. That's what you get at a a big football game like this. Thomas, of course, Jackson County's travel good, but we know what happens on Friday nights in Salina. Folks like to evacuate the premises of town and come over here to Clay County High School and watch their Bulldogs. And there's just an outstanding crowd here. You talked about it, though. This is starting to get to be that weather where it's just nice to sit out and watch the dogs work.
Yeah, what better thing to do than come to John Teeples Field as Reese Adams boots it through again, Daniel, and Clay County leads 34-0. But, yeah, this is what it's all about. Clay County, Jackson County, the student section is lined up down here. The John Ellie Stadium is lipping full, and Clay County is rolling.
The only thing that rivals being here is listening to it here on the Horizon Sports Network. We'll be right back.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC. Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Back to live Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Logan Jennings kicks off, fielded by Blue Devil. At the 26, he's brought down. Going to be Hayden Adams on the stop. The juniors feeling it tonight. Jackson County taking over again here, and if I'm not mistaken, I was doing a good job of charting things up until it got to be 27-9, and I kind of stopped, but I don't think Jackson County has garnered a first down in this contest.
No, we've seen two turnovers and one, two, three, four, three and outs for Jackson County.
And the reason for that is the aggressiveness of this Mike Dickerson-led dog defense. It's not that Jackson County's not a competent offensive team. They are. They've got one of the best offensive coaches around. They've got a senior quarterback. They've got some pretty good skill players. Up front, we're winning the battle, though, so far in this one. Can't lay down yet, though. Run off left side for the Blue Devils. Might have gained one or two. Going to be spotted at the 29. Watching the down marker. It does move forward a yard. Second nine now. If it was 55, it's Colton Brown.
Is Hayden McGee in there? He's 56.
He's not in.
Hard to see on that far sideline, Daniel.
It's whoever that outside backer is. Second nine for the Devils. Hand off inside to Gentry. He picks up a couple.
Outside backer is Maxfield, and I think he might have been in on that one, too.
Reese Adams on the stop that time. Yeah, I think you're probably right. Probably been on the other. Under 2 minutes to play here in this second quarter. Minute 52 left. Clock is stopped for some reason. Not sure why, but it sets on a minute 52. And the white hat sees it and allows it, so curious. 34-9, the lead for Clay County. It's been a huge first half here. A lot of points. Just what the doctor ordered for these dogs. Double handoff inside, not going much anywhere. Host of dogs on the far sideline away from us. And I do think Nate Mayberry was one of the first people involved. I'm not sure. John says Ben Maxfield, one of the primaries. And now Mayberry comes off the field as Hayden McGee comes on for him.
Yeah, folks, if you missed the CarQuest pregame show, we interviewed young Ben Maxfield with Coach Lem in the Inside the Locker Room segment. So when this thing goes final, go back and listen to that. Great job by that young man, Daniel.
Intelligent young man. Good guy. Of course, son of former Clay County head coach David Maxfield.
And we talked about that quite a bit.
He definitely comes from a football family. His older brother, Dylan, a great dog here. We mentioned him earlier. Thomas is the single game leader in tackles against these Jackson County Blue Devils. Here's a punt. It's going to be picked up and returned for a couple yards. Weston Merville heads up play there. It was a low rugby-style kick. The snap was bad. We didn't call through it because we was talking about the interview and whatnot there. Bad snap. Punter had to retreat to get it. Did get the kick away. Shanked it to the right. Low line drive. And Weston Burton wanted some more, though. He came upfield, picked it up, returned it for about five.
Yeah, I don't blame him. He's just laying there. No Blue Devil in the area. Were there, John?
No, and it might have been partially deflected by that defender that got back there.
Could have been.
Clay Kenny taking over with a short field ball setting at the 27-yard line of the Blue Devils. Minute 10 left here in this second quarter. Clay County going to be receiving the football to begin the third quarter of play. Don't forget about the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show that will be coming up once this second quarter ends. Two wide to the left, tied in a wide out right. Nate with it, gives up to Brown. He's hit, keeps his feet churning, does a nice job of picking up a few yards after contact. Advances the ball up to the Blue Devil 25-yard line. Jackson County, as we mentioned, 1-1 on the year. 21-20 win over Clinton County in week one. Then they lost 7-35 to Sale Creek last week. Clay County 0-2 coming into this one. They had lost the opener at York 0-26 and lost here at home last week to Westmoreland 6-13. Ball to 25, Adams with it. Quarterback keeper right side has the Blue Devil to contend with. They're going to try to get the edge around him. Breaks the tackle, stiff arms, gets north and south, dances out of bounds. Worked really hard to get that yardage. Thomas, could you have done that?
Not in any day.
Guys, we're going to see a penalty on the far sideline over there. They kind of – I think they hit Adams late. Was that – no?
I don't know. I didn't see anything there.
Yeah, as Adams scrambled out of bounds over there on the far side, I think they hit him late.
Let's see. Clay County's walking back.
I apologize. What happened was a blocker tried to make a block late and hit behind the ball and drove him out of bounds. I believe that's what happened.
So
play originated at the 25.
He picked up what, about two before the penalty?
Maybe a little more. I'm not sure. It's backed up now to the 35.
I'll give him three.
Just got some information that an old Tennessee Tech classmate of mine, John Fisher, who coaches girls basketball over in East Tennessee, might be listening to the broadcast tonight. Good friend of mine from many years ago. Hello to you, Mr. Fisher, if that is you listening tonight. Dogs have it at the Jackson County 35. Second and several. Last play did not count.
Oh.
Adams with it. Rolls to his left. Looks to the end zone. Releases. It's thrown on a rope. Ball is tipped and intercepted. Jackson County's defensive back makes a great play, comes down with it in the end zone, so the Blue Devils will take over. Nate was gunning for his younger brother, Nolan, there at the goal line. And just a pretty good play by Brady Smith.
Pretty much a 50-50 ball kind of ended up being in the end zone there. And was it in the end zone?
Junior Brady Smith, the DB there. 14 seconds left in this second quarter, so Jackson County with the ball here. Tom, do they take a knee and get out of this and go to the break, or what do you do?
Yeah,
gun deep, what they got to lose? You know, yeah, they're trailing right now 34-0. You got to make something happen, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I think you take a knee and get this one over with, but not sure. I don't think that's what – yeah, we got victory.
Victory formation, Kennedy there in the gun, anticipated to take a knee, and he does. It's going to end the first half here. Third game of this 2023 season, Clay County well on their way to their first win, 34-0, the lead at halftime here in the 69th edition of the Clash on the Cumberland.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life. When it's time to discuss a loan, Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Jackson County 34-0 here at the break in Salina. And it's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. Clay County scored on five of their six offensive possessions here in the first half to go up 34-0 on the Blue Devils. And it all started as Nate Adams found Waylon Cherry for the first score. A 14-yard touchdown early in the contest, and then he called his own number for a 15-yard touchdown run with 5:11 to go in the first, and it was 13-0. And then he found his brother, Nolan Adams, for a 16-yard scoring toss to make it 20-0 before the first quarter buzzer sounded. Clay County was forced to punt on their last possession of the first quarter, and that was the only one they didn't find the end zone on. They went to work again in the second quarter with two more scores, one from Aiden Soto, a 27-yard touchdown run, and then Nate Adams capped this 34-0 halftime score with a one-yard rushing touchdown. He's responsible for all but one of Clay County's scores so far here in the first half. While the offensive juggernaut was working, the Clay County defense was shutting down the Blue Devils, led by Nate Mayberry. In his first start, he's leading the way for Clay County. He's got four tackles, two for loss, a sack, and a forced fumble. Ben Maxfield and Parker Smith, both seniors on this squad, also have three stops here at the break. Rushing, Waylon Cherry, two rushes for 12 yards. Aiden Soto, three carries for 30 yards, including that 27-yard touchdown run. Nolan Adams, two carries for 20 yards. Leighton Brown, three carries for 11 yards. And Nate Adams, five carries, 33 yards rushing, and two touchdowns. Adams is also 7 for 9 in the first half for 128 yards, two touchdowns. Did have that interception on the last play of the last offensive play of the first half by Clay County. So I guess I lied earlier. Make that scoring on 5 of 7 drives if you count that last one as a drive. Overall, Clay County has a total of 234 yards and 5 scores on 24 offensive plays. We talked about the 106 yards rushing on 15 carries and 3 touchdowns and 128 yards passing. Clay County's got it clicking here for the first time this season. They look poised to get their first win as they lead 34-0 here at the break. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Solana. Serving country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, lunch till 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Solana on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Solana you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthRehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Solana, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, Clay County a big lead here at the half, 34-9 over Jackson County. We'll kick over to John and get a little bit of Jackson County stats before we do the local sports lowdown.
Not many yards gained by this Jackson County team in the first half, but I've got, let me find that Jackson County roster. Number 9, running back for Jackson County, Jonah Gentry, has got 7 carries for a total of 5 yards. The quarterback, Waylon Kennedy, has been sacked 3 times and took a knee for a total of negative 21 yards, if you want to count that rushing. Number 4, Carter Collier, has 1 carry for 2 yards. Also, number 14, Darren Sousa, with 1 carry for 2 yards. So I've got them with a total of 9 carries for 9 yards on the rushing side. If you want to count those sacks and that knee, it's way under that. Again, Waylon Kennedy is 0 for 6 with no yards passing.
Pretty good showing by this dog defense. Time now for the local sports showdown, brought to you by Making Back and Trust. We'll start off with Youth League football. Clay County Youth League football teams were in Jamboree action last Saturday in Carthage, where all 3 teams will face off against Gordonsville. Well, while 3 teams did face off against Gordonsville. The flag division shut out the Tigers 27-9, and the juniors battled to a 14-14 tie, with scores coming from Abram Walker and Ezekiel Burnett, while the seniors suffered a sound defeat in the preseason action. Tomorrow morning, all the teams travel again to Smith County. On this trip, it'll be for their first official action against the Smith County Owls. Salina Junior High football, the Junior Dogs had a grand overtime victory on Tuesday night in their homecoming matchup against Red Bull and Springs, improving to 2-2 on the season. The visitors from Red Bull built an 8-0 halftime lead before going up another score in the third, making it 16-9. That's when the Dogs put the game on the shoulders of 8th grade fullback Cole Ledbetter, who scored 2 second-half touchdowns on the ground while also adding the 2-point conversions to force overtime. Ledbetter scored both a touchdown and the 2-point again to give the Black and Gold a 24-16 lead that they held on to after stopping Red Bull and Springs on their 4 plays from the 10-yard line. The rushing leader was Ledbetter, who finished with 16 carries for 58 yards and 3 touchdowns. Fletcher Strong was 4 of 7 passing for 47 yards, with 3 completions to Caden Copeland for 39 yards and 1 completion to Nehemiah Hamilton for 8. Defensively, the team was led by Ledbetter and Hamilton, who each recorded 6 stops. Isaiah White had 5 tackles, and Bryce Evans had 4. Ava Bowles was crowned the football queen, and Annalise Daly the homecoming queen. The junior high will travel to Monterey on Tuesday for a 6:30 kickoff. Tennessee Tech football. John Hamilton's Golden Eagles were defeated 10-45 on the road at Furman University yesterday. Hamilton didn't travel with the team due to spraining his ankle earlier in the week. He used the downtime to further study the Golden Eagle playbook while healing his injury. Tech will be on the road again this week when they travel 1,300 miles to the University of New Mexico for a 7 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. Hermitage Springs Junior High Volleyball. The Junior A Wildcats were shut out by Jackson County yesterday, leaving them at 0-4 on this season during their inaugural season of play. They'll be back in action on Tuesday when they host their in-county companions from Salina K-8. The first serve is scheduled for 5 o'clock. Salina Junior High Volleyball, the Junior Lady Dogs, lost their second match of the season back on Monday against Hartsville, 1-2. They were scheduled to meet all good on Tuesday, but that was rescheduled to 4 o'clock today due to the homecoming football game, and I understand that they swept that match against all good 2-0. And last night, they defeated Monterey 2-0, putting them at 6-2 on the season after this afternoon's match. This coming week, the Junior Lady Dogs will travel to Herman Springs on Tuesday, then to Jackson County on Thursday. Clay County High School volleyball, the Lady Dog volleyball season's around its midway point, with the team holding a 3-5 record after a tough week of action. Monday saw a shutout loss to Monroe County, Kentucky, before a trip to Clark Range Tuesday ended with a 1-3 set loss. And finally, at home yesterday, the ladies dropped the match 1-3 against Gordonsville, who's touted as the best girls volleyball team around. Hopefully next week's matches at Jackson County on Tuesday and at home against Redbourne Springs on Thursday will yield better results. Clay County High School cross country team was at the Macon Bank Invitational in Fayette last Saturday. They'll be at the Coffee County Invitational this coming Tuesday in Manchester. I'll try to get some results from that one this coming Tuesday. Clay County High School golf had a rough outing yesterday where they competed in Livingston at Hidden Valley against York, Gordonsville, and Clinton County. They'll be at Hidden Valley again this coming Thursday after a couple days rest when they meet Clark Range, Bledsoe County, and Gordonsville. A young golf team this year, no girls in action, only boys. Some of these football players are wishing to be on the golf team, but just haven't had an opportunity to get over there. So that's been this week's Local Sports Lowdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Time now to kick back to John for a Cumberland Exteriors scoreboard update.
Found a few scores here, most of them at halftime, obviously. Upperman leading Macon 14-0 at the half. Cookeville leading White County.
Oh,
21-13 at the half.
Look closer than I thought that one would be, John. Basically in Sparta.
Up on the mountain, Stone leads Cumberland County 28-0.
Expected.
Watertown tied with Squatchy County in the second. Gordonsville up 7-0 at halftime on Trousdale.
Yeah, that sounds about like what I expected. I thought it would be a close game for sure, but the Jackets got another half left.
They do. Creek Bank's a tough place. That's been the Cumberland Exterior scoreboard update brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. They offer you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We're going to go ahead and try to slide in this eagerly waited upon Subway Trivia Challenge that's brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because it's Subway, fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the sign of Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. We'll try to get this question asked. In the third game of the 1993 season, second-year head coach Joe Neal Eads and his 2-0 Bulldogs traveled down to Gainesboro for a clash on the Cumberland. A hard-fought contest ended with a 7-6 score that saw the good guys come out on top. Junior tailback Gary D.D. Davis scored the lone dog touchdown on a 3-yard run. What player hit the decisive extra-point kick that accounted for the Black and Gold's 1-point win? If you think you know the answer to that, please text your answers to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. I know Thomas knows the answer, but he can't participate. We'll ask that one more time if we don't have a winner after the kickoff. Jackson County going to kick it off. Deep to receive is Nolan Adams. A couple other dogs back there with him. Kicker puts his foot to it, and third quarter's underway. Dogs will be moving right to left. And it's going to be Leighton Brown with the football, caught it around the 20, up to the 25, deals with a couple devils, gets away from them up at the sideline, and he steps out of bounds. Evasive move by him. So let's ask that question one more time. Oh, we have an answer. I don't have to ask it again. Jason Arhead Hamilton did not win, but he's all over it. He's guessed Gary Davis and Thomas Weaver. They were both juniors.
We weren't kickers, though.
This is the guy I thought would win this. Loyal listener Sam Daniels, a teammate and classmate of yours, Thomas. He was a junior that year on the field fighting hard in that win. He says Shannon Mojo Webb was the person who hit it. He's right. Excellent extra point kicker. I just always impressed with him because he had a good foot on him. He could kick it well.
Didn't have many field goal attempts, did Mojo, but I always thought he could make probably a 30-yarder, somewhere in that range, but never really got the opportunity.
No, not a lot of them tried back then, so congratulations to Sam. We'll go ahead and read that outro in a moment. Clay County taking over the 30-yard line, 70 yards away from the Blue Devil end zone. Adams in the gun. Nate rolls to the right, looks to pass, has time, releases to the flat, incomplete. He was targeting what looks like Leighton Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was Brown on the flat route. So congratulations to Sam. He is the winner of a free sub certificate and a Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Someone else knew it too, didn't they, Tom?
Yeah, my classmate Hannah Brown Bowles. She was right on it, came in right afterwards. We had some others guess. My sister Emily says Mama knew it, of course. I just couldn't get it typed fast enough. And I also have someone that had the right answer here. Didn't get a name of that, though. So if you guess Shannon Webb, send us your name.
30-yard line was the spot of the origination of the play. A handoff to Leighton Brown yields a couple yards for the dog offense. He advances up through some hard running. Picks up around 6. They're going to spot the football at the Clay County 36-yard line. So a gain of 6 for Leighton. Yeah, I believe that one listener is providing us their name now. I'd be curious to know. Too bad they didn't come in early. Congratulations to Sam. Sam, I know we've got your address buried in our messages from the hotline, but if you don't mind, just send it to us again where you'd like it mailed to, if you don't mind. Third and 4 for the Dawgs from their own 36. Nate in the gun, 2 wide to the right. Hand off again. Is it Cherry? That's
no, it's
Cherry
Brown.
Around the outside. Waylon Cherry with it.
No, it's still Brown, I think.
You think still Brown? Brown again on the carry.
First down.
Cherry wears 20, Brown 21. That's why I had confusion. Sticks do move with that carry. Ball now placed at the 44. Rachel Adams was the other listener who had guessed the correct answer there. Hopefully next week for her and others who had it but just came in behind Sam. 8:50 and ticking. Third quarter. Going to be a continuous clock here due to the 34-point lead. 34-none. Dogs in front. Jet sweep. Going to be co-leads on the carry. Eads with it across the 50. Makes a man miss. Keeps on his feet. Gets a first down. Nice job. First carry of the season for the sophomore. I was curious when we would see Eads on the offensive side of the football. He started at corner these first three games of the season. As we already talked about, he's played well. But I know he's also good on the other side. Into Blue Devil territory at the 44. Another first down. Dogs in no hurry here. Still plenty of time on the play clock. Down to 8 minutes to go in the third. This second half will go quickly. Nate with the snap. Hands off to Brown. Leighton with it. Nice job with the offensive line. He's up to the 40. Spins to the 35. Brought down. Another first down. Clay County getting in chunks now.
Yeah, we talked about Nolan Adams and his patience in the first half. Leighton Brown showing it there. He kind of juking and jabbing his way through defenders in that second level. We've gone 3 first down runs in a row here, Dan.
Up to the Blue Devil 33. First and 10. We don't have the numbers in front of us. Thomas has got them buried in his notebook there. But Clay County, through the first two contests combined, probably less than 50 yards of rushing total. So nice to see the ground game going tonight. Here's Cole Eads again on the jet sweep. He's off right side, gets north and south, picks up 5-6. We're going to mark him at the 30-31. Have to check the spot.
Yeah, we're seeing right off the bat here this opening drive of the third quarter, Daniel. A lot of reserves coming in. For Clay County, we've seen the senior Jennings out at wide out. We see Andrew Smith on the outside, and, of course, Eads playing some tailback. So, this is really good for the depth of this team. We need that, Daniel.
Yeah, because we're going to need those guys you just mentioned. Pickup of around 2, ball setting at the 31-yard line, so it was a gain of 2. Sets up second and 8. Nate in the gun, look for Coach Maynard to keep it on the ground the remainder of the drive, more than likely, unless we get behind the sticks. Eads again on the carry, first down and more. He's still going down the sideline. Nice run by Cole Eads. taken out of bounds somewhere around the Blue Devil 10. And once again, he was tackled out of bounds, but this clock will not stop. Mercy rule in effect. Ball is placed at what we'll call the 16. Didn't get as far down the sidelines as I thought. But still good enough for the first down.
He's a good-looking runner for a young man, sophomore.
Of course, son of a former Bulldog, great player, Jeff Eats. Jeff's been involved with the youth league for years and over there running the chains tonight, I believe. Still serving the football here in Bulldog country.
Brown, another good run, Daniel. He kind of pukes and jive under defenders there to pick up about seven or eight.
A seven from the 16. Gain a nine then, if that yardage is correct. Yeah. Down marker confirms. Second one now. 5:15 and ticking. Dogs leading 34-9. Looking to hang on another one here. Tight end and two wide to the left. Another tight end right. Brown at the right hip of Adams, who's in the gun. Here's the snap. Ball on the ground. Nate put it in the gut of Layton, and between the two, somehow the ball came on the ground. Clay County recovers it safely, though. Layton was able to go down on the turf and maintain possession.
Looks like he really didn't lose anything.
I watched that down marker. They actually bumped it up about 6 inches, so we're going to call it no gain. May have actually creeped it a little closer to the line of the game. Third and extremely short here. Same formation. Tied in either way. Two wide left. Give off to Brown. Gets the first down before he stood up by some defensive linemen. I think Ford Progress is going to have him spotted at the 6. Call it the 7.
We'll bring up fourth down then. No gain.
So no forward progress granted, as Thomas just said. First fourth down of the contest for Clay County. No, we punted once. John used that full coverage final word of execution, and that's what we've seen. The word's escaping me. A clinic in. Seen a clinic in execution in that so far for Clay County. Co-leads with it. Needs one. Gets it. Gets more. Gets close to the end zone, but brought down short. First down, though. Going to be first and goal from the 3. Picked up around 4 when 1 was all that was needed. Nice job by Eads, John. Coming off the edge. Didn't try to outrun everybody. Saw a crease. Got north and south. Used some physicality to get the first.
A lot of times when things are going good, it'll allow you to kind of slow down and open your eyes a little more and wait for that good spot to pick, and they've been doing a great job of that.
Created that offensive line up front this entire drive. They've been getting to the second level on linebackers, allowing these nice runs.
Yeah, a lot of them coming out of that two tight end set, too, with Reese Adams and Worm Smith getting there, and he's not sure who it is, but he walks in.
Cole Eads gets the touchdown. Touchdown, Clay Kenny. Touchdown, Bulldogs. I lost the football. We talk about ball handling. They did a great job because I thought Nate had it. Then I thought Layton had it, and you finally saw you may have knew the whole time, John. Cole Eads had it.
It was kind of that inside reverse action that you see. They faked it that way, and then they had the back coming right in behind, and it worked to perfection, and he just strolled right into the end zone through a wide hole.
Untouched. Reese Adams on for the extra point. He's done a nice job with that tonight. Missed his first. I think he's hit everyone after that.
Yes,
kicks
sir.
Away. Looks awful good, and it is. 2:56 mark, third quarter. Clay County 41, Jackson County 9.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know. Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County now leads 41-0. with 2:55 left here in the third quarter. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 70-yard drive, and they did it on 12 plays, and it was all on the ground, Daniel, after one incomplete pass to start it. We saw Leighton Brown and Cole Leeds taking turns carrying this ball down the field for Clay County, and each capped it with a 3-yard touchdown, probably the first of his career, as Clay County takes this insurmountable 41-0 lead. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee in Harmony Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Third quarter getting close to coming to an end, 2:45 and ticking, and it'll go quickly with this running clock as Jackson County takes over. Blue Devils looking to get on the board. First two games of the season, they've scored points. This would be the first time Coach Loftus's offense was shut out in 2023. If the dog defense holds, here's some other bodies coming. All starters coming off the sideline here. I do see Logan Jennings out there playing at safety, probably for Weston Birdwell. Now Reese Adams comes back off.
Leighton Brown is in, one of the defensive backs also.
Hand off inside. Runner stood up by a host of dogs. I'm pretty sure Worm Smith going to be credited with the stop.
Yeah, we got some other reserves in that front line too, Daniel. Pretty sure 74.
Yeah, they're going to catch Clay County there trying to switch players in and out. They're going to penalize the dogs. Too many men on the field, I believe.
Yeah, I think they
still got it second now.
Picked up the flag, I think.
Okay, so Caden Strong was 74. He was involved. Worm Smith may be the primary, but Caden definitely in there, a junior reserve on this defensive front. Timeout going to be taken here. Clay County is going to do a mass change on defense, want to get all their stuff in order. We're going to play an ad. Hadn't got to do that much during the action other than on touchdowns. Minute 31 left in the third quarter. Clay up big.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, every gig is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
Back here live, Bulldog football action being presented by Clay Power Sports. Caden Strong joined by Ernesto Sanchez down in that defensive interior. We'll try to bring other names to you as tackles are made. Wholesale change for the defense. Once again, this is an opportunity to build some depth. There's ball on the ground, high snap. Kennedy has to go back and fall on it. Big loss for Jackson County.
Eli Burnett, I think, first person there, 45, Daniel.
Yep, Eli is 45, and he's a good example. You've got juniors like Caden Strong, like Eli Burnett. They are physically, they belong on the field, so with more reps, we may see them more often with an opportunity to get out here and play in these contests. It's hard to evaluate them in practice, easier to evaluate them against an opponent on the field.
Yeah, it is, Daniel. We see the senior Andrew Smith playing defensive back here. Can't really pick out the number next to him. Leighton Brown at DB. Not sure who's playing safety. Is that Eads? Is it moved from corner to safety?
Could have. Kennedy in the gun. Looks to throw. Has time. Deep down the sideline. Going to be a little too strong. Incomplete. Waylon Cherry on the coverage. 20 seconds and ticking here, third quarter. I don't think Jackson County will get a playoff. It's going to be third and long, third and round 20. 30 seconds on the play clock, 10 on the game clock, so it's up to Coach Loftus on what he wants to do.
Good coverage on that last play. Clay County step for step with the man downfield. Just overthrows that.
Quarter does end. At the end of three here in the 69th clash on the Cumberland. It's Bulldogs 41, Blue Devils none.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented to you by Clay Power Sports, new business down under the bridge in Salina. 12 minutes left in this one. Clay County, a hefty lead, 41-9. Reserves on defense. They're looking good so far. Got the Blue Devils now third and 20. Senior quarterback Jennings to pass, screen pass set up, pass is complete. Logan Jennings there, can't bring the man down. Second man does, it's Andrew Smith. Smith coming up, lowering the boom. Let 11:45 and ticking, and Jackson County going to have to punt, Tom. Well, they could choose to go. I doubt they will.
Yeah, and a great job by this reserve defense that's in here, Daniel. This is starting offense for the Jackson County Blue Devils, and just couldn't get anything going. We saw that that was maybe a screen setup, a big number 72, and I'm not sure who that is. Who'd you say 72 was?
Roland Holloway.
Holloway and others, they were virtually unblocked on that one.
Waylon Cherry, deep to receive this punt. Like to see him get a clean opportunity. He will not, though. The ball shanked off the foot and hits a Blue Devil. And it's down at that point in time. So Clay County going to take back over, and I believe we will see sophomore Nolan Adams come out and run this offense. And we talked about it a lot. Coach Lamb shared with us last year. You know, had three great quarterbacks on the team, Keaton Arms and Nate Adams and Nolan Adams. And he said, guys, you know, all of them are confident in themselves. He said, but Nolan, more than any of them, said, he'll tell you right now, he's the best quarterback on the team.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
so,
right.
So with that kind of mentality, you got to be great, right?
Yeah, no doubt. And we're seeing that as Nolan Adams is getting an opportunity for the first time in his career as a sophomore, basically to be the feature. You can't say back. The feature athlete of this Clay County offense, we've seen him do it in the passing game, receiving the ball from his brother Nate, and then also on that jet action. And he's kind of that outside deep threat on the passing game, plus the burner in the run game. And it's that mentality that I think gives him that edge, don't you, John?
No doubt. A long line of good players there,
no doubt,
to have watched all this time, and a good reason to have that confidence.
Dog's going to take over, first and 10. Rowan Holloway going to be up front. Jess Cox in there going to be up front. Caden Strong also on the offensive line. Center probably Caleb Weir, the senior. Nice to see Caleb out there. Logan Jennings going to split to the right over here near side to us, along with maybe co-leads in the slot still, I suspect. Do want to make mention just one more time after this play. I'll call this play first. Ball at the 43. Clay County 43, a 57-yard field. Hand off to a back, met at the line of scrimmage. Good job by the Devils. Maybe you pick up a one. As I was saying, want to mention this one more time in case you wasn't listening earlier. Keely Lamb out in Sacramento, California right now. Coach Lamb asked us a favor earlier today, sent us a text, said, please say hello to my daughter for me, and that I love her and I miss her. And I know she, if she heard that earlier, she's already has, but if not, definitely wanted her to hear that. And I tell you, it's been great having the Lambs here in Salina, and talk more about that in just a moment. Second nine now. So a gain of one for whoever that back was. I think it was Leighton Brown, Thomas. He's still in there at the left hip of Nolan Adams, who's in the gun. He rolls left, wants to throw under pressure, has time still, now runs. Nice job by Nolan buying time. As I was mentioning, been so great to have Coach Lamb, his wife Donna, both of them working in the school. And I'll just tell you, I'm in there with them every day. They genuinely and sincerely want to be here and absolutely enjoy this community and that high school. And they've been an outstanding addition. I don't think we necessarily talk about that enough sometimes. But, of course, obviously we chronicled his great career last year when he came in and everything that he did. But very fortunate to have him here leading this team.
Yeah, and just stepped right in, and you know, it's like he's been here for decades. You know, he's just he fits right into the culture and the community here in Salina and Clay County, and proud to have Coach Lamb and family.
Ball at the Clay 49, 1 yard from midfield. Nolan Adams rolls right. Nice pass thrown and caught by Logan Jennings. Jennings with it to the 40, the 35. Going to be brought down out of the 30. A dart of a pass. We see that Nolan just as live of an arm as his brother. Both of them pretty similar in their throwing technique and motion. Of course, their dad, Mike, our quarterback here, and a teammate of yours, Thomas. He a senior when you were a freshman, and you followed him in that position. And but both of them just so – they don't throw the ball. They don't have air under their passes. Everything's on the line. Everything's a laser and just so well delivered. And wish I could have threw it like these guys do. First and 10, Dogs in Devil territory at the 30. Hand off to Brown, late around left side, gets the corner, picks up a couple, brought out of bounds there, picked up more than I thought. He was continuously gaining. I thought he was going sideways, John, but he's actually going upfield as he went, and I think Brown is down on the far sideline. Coach Lamb's oldest daughter goes across the field as the trainer to check on him. So we'll go to break here during this injury timeout. 8:17 left in the fourth, Clay up 41-9.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldog, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go, Bulldog!
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here live, getting a less injury timeout. John, what did you see over there?
I thought when I first saw the play go down that he kind of went down with cramps and stuff, and I saw the trainer kind of pushing on his foot like you'll see sometimes on his back.
We do see Leighton coming off the field with Coach Lamb's daughter, and I apologize, I don't know her first name. Hey, I know his youngest one is Kitty, but and also Chad Hallway there helping. Here we go. Adams with it, quarterback keeper. We know what he can do with it. He is pulled from behind. Can he break the tackle? Does not. Advances across the 20, though. Picks up the first down. The only thing that bothers me a little about that, I hate to see Nolan churning for extra yardage. We don't want to lose him for the varsity offense. But he's a gamer, so you're never going to see him give up on the play, you know.
No, he's not going to hook it up and slide like a quarterback
no.
At any other level. You know, Nolan Adams is
game's 18.
Going to get every inch he possibly can.
Got enough for a first down there. A couple of these linemen running on and off, taking rotation. I see number 61. I believe that's a young freshman, Andrew Hales, on the team. Nice to see him out getting some action here in the third game of the season. Adams in the gun. Co-leads the back at his left hip. Two wide to the left, tight end right. Adams with it. Rolls left. Hooks the pass. Flips downfield to the end zone, and it's incomplete. Targeting.
Maybe that's Andrew Smith, maybe.
It is Andrew. I was trying to watch and see. Another one Andrew would like to have back. Now, this is Andrew's first year playing football, potentially ever. He might have played in junior high or youth leagues. I don't know.
I don't think so, Daniel.
Great basketball player, and he'll get used to the shape of this football. Start bringing it in. Nice ball there by Nolan, though. Just good long. You know, that's talking about a 25, 30-yard pass to the corner of that end zone, and put it in a good place.
Yeah, rolled out to his left, flipped his hips, set his feet, and let it fly.
Second 10, that's an incomplete pass. Ball on the near hash, hand off to Eads. He gets north and south, picks up a couple. Going to be brought down around the 15-yard line. Play originated on the 18. And just like that, we're down to 6:15 and ticking here in this fourth quarter. 41-9, the big lead for the black and gold. I guess tonight you're going to call them the black, purple, silver, and gold. Just all kinds of colors going on.
Yeah, they have it all down there, Daniel. And, you know, they put on a show here in this first half. And this is huge for this Clay County team. We talked about how close they've been, John, especially in that Westmoreland game. And moving forward, this is just as big as it gets heading to Monterey next week.
Yeah, we mentioned it several times tonight, but being able to go through, execute, have a sustained drive, you know, it gives you confidence moving forward tonight and for the rest of the year.
Adams, quarterback keeper off right side, play started at the 15-yard line after a gain of 3 by Eads on the down prior. Nolan's going to advance it down to the 12, so a gain of 3 for him as well, and it gives us the 4th and 4 that we're looking at. Did you like how I went through that, Thomas?
I did, but I didn't even need it that time.
You was already on it, huh? I thought you'd get behind because I didn't call it once.
You're welcome to repeat yourself anytime. It helps me tremendously.
I know sometimes I forget to even say it, and it leaves you lost.
I'll let you know.
4th and 4 here, hoping to convert, keep this drive alive. Coleeds is the back at the left tip of Adams. Nate rolls left, looks to throw, has a man in the end zone, releases for the corner. It's there. It's caught.
Andrew,
yeah, that's the signal. Is that Eli?
Andrew
Smith. Big brother Eli's running the camera. Congratulations to Nolan Adams on the touchdown pass, and Andrew Smith on the big touchdown catch. His first as a Bulldog.
Smith redeems himself right there for the play prior. And that pass from was Nolan Adams. You said Nate at one point, I think, during that play. But it was just effortless, just kind of flicked it out there to the corner and touchdown.
Reese Adams on the kick. Ben Maxfield to snap. Nate back, coming back in to hold. Snap, set, kicks away. It's high. Going to be a little wide of the mark. Could have got deflected.
I didn't see a deflection, but it could have.
4:40 left in this one. Dogs up big, 47-9.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric will be utilizing text messaging as part of our outage management system. We now have the ability to text to share known outages with members. We automatically include all members we have a cell phone number for, so please make sure your phone number is updated. Members can opt out at any time. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented tonight by Clay Power Sports. 4:40 left in this one. Freshman Sam Brown out on the field helping cover this kick. High pooch kick goes to the left and out of bounds. Jackson Canyon will take over with a good field position. Sam, the younger brother of Layton. And, of course, as we've mentioned several times, they're the sons of former Bulldog Devin Brown. I see Caden Strong, Rowan Holloway, and Ernesto Sanchez going to be the interior three. Linebackers are going to include Eli Burnett, along with number 50. It's another one I don't know off the top of my head. Sophomore, younger brother of Ricardo McElroy, senior on last year's state runner-up team. Sophomore Kason Monroy Hidalgo getting action. I believe he's going to be that other stand-up inside linebacker. Cole Eads out there. Ben Maxfield coming back out. I think we've got maybe a position that just needed filled.
Yeah, and probably needed somebody out there to maybe help these guys get lined up, Danny.
Very well could be. And a senior like Maxfield could certainly do that. First and 10, Blue Devils with it at their own 46, 4 yards from midfield. Whistle blows at the snap. We mentioned next week, Clay County going to go up onto the mountain. Renew a rivalry, just as heated and interesting as this one with Jackson County has been over the years. Going to go to Monterey, hadn't played them last couple years. They chose not to. We've reached out to them, but when they moved up to AA and out of the region, they didn't want to play anymore. And they had won the last two in the series, I believe. The last time we beat them was 2017, right here on John Tables Field with a big field goal. They kicked a field goal that fell short.
That's right. They've been close battles.
They have. And that's, they are our most played opponent, if I'm not mistaken, over the years. Hand off to a Blue Devil, brought down. Eli Burnett.
That's right.
A bullet out of my gun. Tackle for loss, too. Not the normal variety there for the junior linebacker. As I said, Burnett, he's thickened up a lot. Works as hard as anybody. And has put a lot of muscle on. Number 75 coming on now. Oliver Bowles, another freshman from last year's junior high squad.
Yeah, Burnett, you know, like you say, a guy that can work his way into the lineup here with a little bit of, playing time as we should get a timeout on the field here. And I remember his name last year. When he gets opportunities, he makes the most of them. I remember calling him.
Another one that we used to do that with all the time was Hayden Adams.
That's right.
Hey, even as a freshman, definitely as a sophomore, when this part of the game would come and those Super 9 seniors would sit down and these other guys got a chance, they could play too. And Hayden is always around the ball, just like Eli. So both of them are juniors this year. It comes down to depth and where you're at and who's in front of it. Sometimes you end up second, maybe third on the depth chart because maybe there's four inside linebackers.
Well, that's what I was going to say. We've got a good stable of linebackers.
Right.
You've got interchangeable pieces at that position. And that's what's hurting Burnett at this point, for sure.
Yeah, but he definitely looked the part right there as he went in for the tackle for loss. As we were talking about, Clay County going to go up next week to Monterey. Of course, we'll be there to cover the action. We want you to come in person and cheer them on. But if you can't make the trip, tune in. Carquest pregame show will start at 6 o'clock. Jackson County next week, they'll be starting region play already as they face Westmoreland. So we'll be curious to see what happens between Westmoreland and the Blue Devils next week. Second round 17, Kennedy, and no, that's a different quarterback. Number 7 throwing the screen pass. It is caught by Blue Devil. Nice game here, biggest of the night for the Blue Devils. Going to be brought down very near the first down marker. Quarterback was number 7, Skyler Stacy. Stacy, a sophomore for this Blue Devil squad. And the first down, I believe, of the night for the Blue Devils here.
Yeah, it is, Daniel.
In the Bulldog territory, in the 44.
I think that was Hidalgo with his first career stop, maybe, Daniel.
Oh, good deal. Give it to him. Kason Monroy Hidalgo. First and 10 now for the Blue Devils. 2:35 and ticking. Ball at the Bulldog 44. Coach Loft just trying to get some points on the board. Blue Devils have not been shut out so far this year. They play it with 3 wide to the left. Quarterback Stacy approaches the line, communicates with the teammates. Running back at his left hips, number 14, Darren Zuza. Going to be a quarterback keeper off right side. Nice little game. Still on his feet. Here he comes. Still getting yardage before being brought down hard. Is that Mayberry in there?
No, it's Hidalgo. 50.
That's 10.
Oh, is it 10? Mayberry 10. In there?
Mayberry back in there making stops.
I thought it was 50. Could have been Mayberry before.
Official timeout taken. We do have a Blue Devil down injured. So we're going to go to a commercial break. Minute 56 left in this contest. Clay County up 47-9.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a PIN to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football. The Dogs lead the Devils 47-0. A little under 2 minutes left in this ball game, just coming out of injury timeout. Daniel, we saw Darren Souza, number 14 for Jackson County, get up under his own power and exit the field.
Always want to see that. First and 10, Blue Devils with it. They're threatening here. Quarterback Stacy's off left side, gets a nice push from some offensive linemen. Poise now to break into the red zone for the first time tonight. Mayberry again on the stop. There's a lot of takeaways from this, and we've talked about the confidence, the execution, all that stuff. These guys needed to prove to themselves we can do this, and they can. We knew they could.
Yeah,
I don't know that they knew they could, though.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I said to start this one. You know, they needed to prove it to themselves.
Yep.
Go out and play. And they've done that tonight. They just laid it on the line, had fun, went and played, and this is the result.
Other huge takeaway, Nate Mayberry.
Yeah, Nate Mayberry. We see the Stacy, is that him again? Number 7, a nice run for the Blue Devils. But the Dogs hold them out of the end zone. We're taking down under a minute, Daniel.
Coach Hobbs is going to have to play it quick here. Skyler Stacy, that quarterback, he's looking good, a good runner. Ball has spotted. First and goal for the Devils. At the Clay County 8-yard line.
Any idea how many you got on that one?
No.
About 20.
Give off inside to a running back. He's into the end zone. Number 2, the ball carrier. C.J. Collier for Jackson County. Promising young freshman that they have on the squad. Hey, pretty good junior high team. We saw, of course, Coach Loftus's son is the quarterback on the junior high squad. And they had a little running back, last name of Dodson. And Coach Loftus's son in the backfield, they beat us 30-16, got up maybe 24-9, then we battled back. It got 24-16, and then they scored another. But they, you know, there's some guys coming. Jackson's been a little down. Of course, they spent the 2 years in AAA, and that kind of muddied up maybe their record and how good they were or weren't. But
it maybe hurt the program. You know, numbers down there, too, for Coach Loftus. He's at the 20-25 range on the roster as the extra point is good, and it's 47-7. 23 seconds left here as Jackson County gets on the board. But, you know, that for a double-A school, most of the time you're seeing 40 at least, and he's down in the mid-20s. So that 3A league that they played in the record they've had, that can affect numbers, Daniel, and that may be what he's dealing with. But you mentioned his son. You know, you got to think he's going to be starting as a freshman next year.
I would suspect that. Having a senior quarterback now in Waylon Kennedy. Now, looking at number 7 here, Stacy, he's a sophomore. Of course, you know, there's options there. He looks to be a good runner. So that would give them the freedom perhaps to move him somewhere else. But going to have some not original starters, as most folks know. You seldom have number 2s on special teams.
No,
you're going to have the number 1s back out. So we see Nolan Adams, deep return, joined by Soto and Leighton Brown across the way. Weston Birdwell, Worm Smith. Andrew Smith making up this other line. So Clay County going to move to 1-2 on the year. Two of the better teams on our schedule were the first two opponents. We can finish this thing out, go 8-2. Yeah. I mean, that's a realistic situation. There are other tough teams on the schedule. Let's go down it real quick. Next week at Monterey. Week after that, at home against Portland, a 5A school. Okay, don't be surprised if they roll in with a good-looking football team.
Right.
Going to host Monroe County, Kentucky for homecoming. Probably a win for this squad. T-Bill, still a little down, I think. Then region play comes. We host Joe Burns. We travel to Red Bone Springs. Have a non-region the ninth game of the year at the Creek Bank against the Yellow Jackets in Trousdale County. And then go to Gordonsville. Now, originally that game was on Thursday night. That has changed.
Oh,
it's going to be on Friday.
Hmm.
It has been moved back to a Friday night. Gordonsville requested the TWSAA move it, and they did. I think they had a parent-teacher conference scheduled in Smith County for that Thursday, and they didn't want to cancel it. That's the story I got.
Well,
but anyway,
you know, you can imagine
the Tigers trying to mess with
that's
you.
That's them
know.
Trying to request it so they can get a bigger crowd at Turney Ford Field. I'd just soon have it lipping full.
That's going to do it. That kickoff, no return on it. Clay County not going to run a play. Clock starts. We're down to 5-4-3-2-1. Buzzer sounds. Clay County, huge winners tonight here in the 69th clash on the Cumberland between the Bulldogs and the Blue Devils. Final score, Clay County 47, Jackson County 7. Stay with us, folks. We got the CarQuest postgame show coming right up.
Coming up, the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place. Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together. One project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here live on the Car Quest post-game show, Clay County getting their first win of the season tonight. We expected them to do it, but we had to see it, and boy, did we ever see it. Thomas John called for execution during the Full coverage final word, and it was a clinic in execution tonight, just highly efficient offensively. Continuation of the great defense we've already been seeing. It got even more efficient, though. Jackson County did not get a first down until the reserves came into the contest. So you talk about shutting somebody out or something like that. Well, how about that? Varsity defense doesn't give up a first down. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, it was just an impressive game all the way around, both sides of the ball, really every aspect, special teams, defense, and offense. And, you know, we saw three and outs from Jackson County throughout that first half, and Clay County scored on five of their seven possessions in that first half, one of those being the only punt that was forced. And then at the end of the half there, we saw Adams throw one up for grabs. His time expired, but that was it. And the first one come from sophomore Waylon Cherry, a 14-yard touchdown pass to put Clay County on the board. They went up 6-0. And then the next touchdown, Nate Adams called his own numbers, a 15-yard rushing touchdown. It was 13-0 with 5:11 left in the first quarter. And then we saw a turnover on the kickoff from Jackson County, which Nolan took advantage of as Nate found his brother for a 16-yard touchdown. It was 20-0, 3:32 left in the first quarter, Daniel.
Well, and that's when we knew we expected it, and that's when we really saw it. And we was just firing on all cylinders, and we talked about it during the game earlier. That's when the kids knew, you know.
That's
they
right.
They got to believing in themselves, and it really turned on.
Yeah, the other touchdowns in the first half, Aiden Soto, we saw him break free for a 27-yard rushing touchdown, made a move in the backfield, and then showed the burst to get in the end zone. And then Nate, another rushing touchdown to cap off the final drive with a one-yarder with 2:33 left in the half. And it was 34-0 running clock coming out in the third quarter. And, you know, you just can't do it any better than that, Daniel.
No, I mean, that's what you want. You talk about coming out quickly, putting it sounds a little ugly, but I'll say it, an inferior opponent away. And don't let them hang around. And there was no question. Jackson County, credit to them, they kept playing and fighting hard. But this one was decided pretty early.
Yeah, it was. Second half, we saw reserves come into the ball game early and often. Leighton Brown at tailback, and then Cole Lee's also at tailback, swapping carries on that first possession of the second half. And Eads capped it a long drive, a 70-yard drive on 12 plays with a 3-yard touchdown and went up 41-0. And then late, we saw Nolan Adams take over under center at quarterback. He went 2-for-3 in his route and threw a touchdown to senior Andrew Smith, and it was 47-0, and we thought that was the final score, but we see the second team for Jackson County score a touchdown for your deciding 40-point margin. 47-7 is your final, Daniel.
Yeah, a good night here at John Teeples Field for sure, just what the doctor ordered. We'll go ahead at this point in time. You want to give some Jackson County stats, John, before we play our promo?
I can do that. Not a lot of stats. That second half went quick for Jackson County. Rushing totals, 14 carries, 35 yards. That's not counting three sacks and a kneel down. Passing numbers for them. The starter, Waylon Kennedy, one completion for 8 yards late in the game. And then Skylar Stacy came in as a backup and had one completion for 13 yards. And, of course, the receivers were C.J. Collier and Darren Sousa. 8 and 13 yards, respectively.
Pretty clean game, I thought, too, wasn't it, John?
Yeah, a few penalties. Clay had 6 penalties for 54 yards. That sixth one was the kickoff out of bounds.
Right.
And then Jackson just 4 for 27 yards. Pretty clean, all in all.
Yeah, I think turnover-wise, we threw the one interception. They had the one on the kickoff.
Had a fumble, yep. Two fumbles, I think, in
yeah,
the first half.
Yeah, did have. So both teams in that regard, penalties and turnovers, not a tremendous amount. We're going to play one promo. It lasts a little bit over a minute. We're going to come back and give Clay County stats and announce tonight's TDS top performer. Also, I'll give an Ashok and Strong scoreboard update.
You're listening to the Carquest Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all.
They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Here for the final time tonight on the CarQuest Post Game Show. Clay County Big Winners 47-7 over Jackson County. Go to 1-2 on the year to the Bulldogs. Let me go ahead and do those Clay County stats tonight. Thomas, you had your work cut out for you tonight.
Yes, stayed busy. Lots of multiple ball carriers, multiple receivers, two quarterbacks in this contest. So a lot of guys playing well, a lot of names getting in the stat column. Clay County overall ran 45 offensive plays for 360 yards and the 7 touchdowns. Had 32 rushes for an even 200 yards and 4 touchdowns. The two quarterbacks, Nolan Adams, came in and went 2 for 3 for 32 yards and a touchdown. Nate Adams, 7 for 10 for 128, two touchdowns and an interception. Rushing the ball, Clay County, again, a total of 200 yards. They were made up of 6 carries from Cole Eads. He had 39 yards and a touchdown on those. Waylon Cherry, 2 carries for 12 yards. Aiden Soto, 3 carries for 30 yards and a touchdown. Nolan Adams, 5 carries, 34 yards. Leighton Brown, he was kind of the workhorse, especially on that third quarter drive. 11 carries, 52 yards for Brown. Nate Adams had 5 carries, 33 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Receiving, Waylon Cherry got off of that big start. He had 2 catches for 51 yards and a touchdown. Western Burble making an impact tonight, 1 catch for 16 yards. Nolan Adams, 4 catches, 61 yards, and a touchdown. Logan Jennings, 1 catch for 20 yards. And then Andrew Smith, that 12-yard touchdown reception. Defensively, Nate Mayberry came in and really made an impact early in his first start. He finished with 6 tackles, a sack, 2 for loss, and a forced fumble. Aiden Soto, 1 stop tonight. Ben Maxfield had 3, tackle for loss. Parker Smith had 3 stops. Hayden Adams, 2 tackles and a strip sack. Reese Adams, 2 stops. Worm Smith, 2. Eli Burnett, 2, a tackle for loss. Andrew Smith and Hidalgo, both with 1 stop each, Daniel. So a lot of names and a lot of stats for Clay County.
Yeah, nice to hear all the different names come in there. Speaking of different names, let's go ahead and name tonight's TDS top performer from this contest. We went with junior quarterback and defensive back Nate Adams. No surprise to see him have a outstanding night tonight. Just so efficient. Of course, we saw him fell in love with his play during his freshman year when he came in on relief, and we knew how great he was then, and he's never failed to impress. Saw him in limited action last year as far as the quarterback position goes. But during the first 2 games of the year, you saw Nate. I think he was playing good.
It was,
you know, there was some great coverage out of Westmoreland York. You saw good defensive fronts out of him, and I thought he did a good job navigating through some of the pressure he faced at times and trying to put the ball in particular places to not throw interceptions and still give his guys an opportunity for it. Tonight, though, with an opponent that was a little bit below those two, he really showed out. Just so efficient, so great with his mechanics and his ability, isn't he?
He is, Daniel, and he got Clay County off. You know, besides the defense, he got that Clay County offense off. 4 out of 5 touchdowns in the first half contributed to Nate Adams, 2 rushing scores and the 2 passing scores. And we talk about him all the time about how he gives his receivers opportunities. You know, if it's not perfect, it's within the wheelhouse of anybody. As Shane Smith gets excited here in the post-game shows and goes across celebrating this Bulldog victory. But Nate Adams, just a special, special talent. We knew how good he was. And honestly, like you said, I think he's played great all season long.
Yeah.
Now this team around him, he himself, he knows, what is this team's capable of. And I think he's only going to grow. His confidence is going to get even higher. And look out from Nate Adams moving forward.
And he found another weapon tonight.
He did.
Waylon Cherry, they had a good
wow.
chemistry on those two completions. John, any comments on Nate before we wrap that up? I know you're looking scores up. You may not be able to.
Just impressed with, overall with his skill, just in general. He throws it with ease and makes decisions, seems like, in the snap of a finger. So, deserved.
No
great
doubt.
Player.
Numbers again, 7 for 10, 128 through the air, 2 touchdowns, interception, also a rush for 2 touchdowns, 5 carries for 33 yards, and played great coverage, too.
We saw, yeah, he's a great cover, broke up that first pass over there, and I don't know that they went at him again. I wouldn't throw it his way. Saw him more on the ground tonight.
We did.
You know, I don't know if it was a defensive read that was different or what, but we enjoyed seeing that for sure. Tonight's TDS top performer, Nate Adams, and it was brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Our favorite part of the broadcast, the final Hashtag and Strong scoreboard update before we sign off.
You got it, Daniel. We got some scores around the area. Some of them still just in the third quarter. East Robertson 14, Monterey 7 in the third.
Surprised by that, that the Wildcats kind of held up to the Indians there.
Whitwell 35, Joe Burns 8.
Unexpected.
That's also in the third quarter. Third quarter score, DeKalb County 17, Livingston 9.
Livingston's much improved. Hey, I sounds weird, but I'm glad for him.
Yeah,
I am.
I don't know about that.
No, yeah, I'm glad for him.
Fourth quarter, Sequatchie County 24, Watertown 14. At the start of the fourth, Upperman's ahead 14-7 over Macon County.
You know, I asked some folks about this one because we were going to pick and got opinions. Everybody immediately said Upperman.
They did.
So I was kind of surprised because I knew Macon was pretty strong. And they're proving that they're hanging in there.
Cookeville 35, White County 35.
Ooh.
In the fourth.
That's a battle.
Be a fun one to be at.
It would.
Not many other final scores. Some scores missing on Coach T's where I'm looking. But
yeah, we got,
no
Gordon or
Trousdale. Still 7-9.
Yeah, still same score I had before. My bad.
Okay.
We got, like I say, we got done early here, I guess, with the running clock in the second half.
The main score we're interested in was, of course, Clay County. The victory here tonight, 47-7 over Jackson County.
Clay County.
This has been tonight's final scoreboard update. Brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered.
Clay County moving to 1-2 on the year. Got that elusive first win. Such a great feeling for this program. Big action next week up on the plateau, up on the mountain against the hated Monterey Wildcats. It's going to be a fun trip. Looking forward to getting a chance to beat that bunch. After they bested us the last couple times we faced them, we'll be there sitting in the bleachers right amongst the fans calling it where we love to be. And as we always say, make the trip up there. Come support them in person. If you just can't do it, we'll be there to take care of it. For Eli Smith, who was on the camera tonight, for John Weaver, for Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing y'all a good night.